One.
Blog Talk Radio.
Something is starting right now. Something is starting. Oh, wow.
My little pony.
My little pony. My little pony tail.
Is our very first stop. Then let's try the ice cream shop. My little pony,
my little pony, my little pony tail. My little pony, my little pony, my little pony tail.
Starlight, sweetheart melody, bright eyes, passion, clover, bonbons, baking cookies, girl. Hurry up on over.
Hello and welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, April 30th. I am your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host,
Gata de Alia Delin. I think. I don't really know because I can't find an enunciation of that. Could be Alia. Alia? Alia? Something like that. It's Portuguese for little alley cat.
Or at least our interpretation of it.
Indeed. I don't know if we have any Brazilians listening, but I'm
sorry.
Gonna go and say probably not, so maybe I can get away with it.
Oh, dear Lord, I just forgot what I was about to say.
I'll say, dead air, what happened? What's going on? How do we usually start the show? I'm suddenly forgetting what we do here.
Okay.
We do have a purpose, right?
Yeah, I think so. I currently forgot what it was. I've been having this problem, like, all week, especially at work. You know, I go to say something, and I know it's kind of like, I know what I want to say. I know what I have to say. It just, my brain just completely blanks out. And I'm sitting there like, I know. Have you ever had that feeling where, you know, you know what you want to say, you know what you have to say, but, you know, the train just decides it's going to speed right out of the station for about 5 seconds?
It rarely happens to me, but when it does, it's around the same time that either there's an earthquake, a volcano, or a tornado. That's about how often it happens to me.
Well, at work for the last week, it's been happening a lot. You know, and it's
what,
it's
are you like? Problem. Are you like in love or something? I mean, what has got you so distracted? Something is obviously taking up those extra brain cells in your head. That it's affecting your other functions.
I think it was the fact that I knew that this Saturday I don't have to work.
And it was so exciting for you that you've been, like, strung mute.
Well, you know, when you go from being unemployed, working for a couple of weeks, you know, basically 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, to all of a sudden working 6 days a week.
Mm. Yeah, that's probably all it is your brain dead from exhaustion.
That too, and I think my brain was also thinking, ooh, just a couple more days, ooh, just a couple more days, just a couple more days, ooh, 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 ooh. Because even my coworkers, they were all sitting there going, my God, is it me or this week felt just so long? And it's like, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, it's like, that's because we worked all day on Wednesday. Because for like the past month, we've been having, you know, Wednesdays, we leave at 11 o'clock.
At night?
No, in the morning. We come in at 7 a.m. and then we leave at 11 because that would be our half day.
Oh, that's right. The day that screws with your whole week and, yeah, gotcha.
No, not really. It's Saturday that screws with our entire week because, you know, then we, you know, you get home, you got stuff to do, and then you look and you look on, and all of a sudden it's Sunday.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got those half days in there, and that just messes you all up. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, but you're working and you have money for ponies, and I'm sure you've spent some.
Yes.
And
guess what auction I won the second time around?
Oh, did you get the plush thingy?
I guess we can announce what it is. Actually, if you look at the photo.
I know what it is.
I won. The,
one more than one thing?
No, I won the exclusive, I think this is just a UK exclusive, plush bag toy of, it's our favorite Pegasus of the G3 line.
Maybe your favorite, not my favorite, but... Okay, most popular, well-known, had the freaky wings when it first came out, Starcatcher.
Yes. I am so happy.
Yeah, it is a really neat thing. I didn't really find a whole lot of information. I didn't really actively search for it. I did see it in somebody else's collection. But it's not one of those things I think you see too often, and I think it's supposed to be like either a backpack, or is it just supposed to be a purse, or is it a pajama bag? Not real sure, but it's neat looking, you know, I think, for the price, I mean, I know it was pretty inexpensive. It was just one of those things where I was like, okay, with the amount of money I have going out, I really just got to prioritize. I can't just grab everything. Cause like I said, I'm waiting. I had my substantial Mother's Day gift, is coming, should be in the mail. Well, it's in the mail, but it'll be arriving this week, and hopefully I'll have it in time to tell you about it next week, but I'm not going to say anything about it.
Well, see,
but,
this
you know, when you do that, yeah. And then I made a couple other... I'm sorry, stop doing that!
Okay, you go first.
So then I made a couple other purchases as well that were a little bit more... than usual, and next thing you know, I'm like, you know, you just can't keep doing these $5, $10 purchases all over the place. Just got to kind of concentrate in one area and stop doing it. But I was glad that somebody I knew got it. I thought it was a cool thing.
Yeah, and I had it on my watch list, and then I don't know how this happened. I completely forgot about bidding on it the first time around. So
yeah,
I
actually had forgotten about it, too, because of I was you know, not there. I was like, ah, whatever, Panda's got it on her watch list. She'll probably grab it. And
yeah.
And then I saw it ended with no bidders. I'm like, what?
Yeah, and then I emailed the person. It's like, are you relisting? And they never told me, so I just happened to go on to eBay one day, and I'm just looking at it, and it goes, relisted. It's like, oh, my God, it's been relisted?
What was the final price on that thing?
$8.39 British pounds.
$8.39 in British pounds?
Yeah.
So you paid $12.75-ish.
Yeah.
Is that before or after shipping?
That's before shipping.
All right. So probably just under 20, probably, depending on how they could ship it for you.
Yeah,
that's still pretty cool. I mean, you know, that's the one thing about getting stuff from the UK. The shipping will kill you.
Oh, yeah. And I just emailed
any country, for that matter. I mean, Australia, forget about it. I can't buy a sticker from Australia. The shipping is so expensive. I just can't bring myself to do it.
Nice.
It's a real shame because they'll have the ponies for very reasonable prices, but the freaking shipping will be $20 a pony.
Okay. Yeah, because I put in... I think I put in my bid the other day.
Was anybody else bidding with you, or was it just you?
Two other people
Doesn't that figure? I mean, the first time around, nobody bids on it. It goes back up, and next thing you know, you got to bid against other people.
Yeah.
That always gets me. Not once I'm really, really mad, but you're like, dang it.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Only one other person was bidding against me.
Uh-huh. How many feedback did they have?
185.
Okay, less likely to be a shill bidder then. That's good.
Yeah.
Because that would have been very suspicious if it was, like, person with feedback, you know, under 10.
Yeah. The reason why it's looking like there are two bidders against me was because I'm looking at it through eBay UK, and I'm not really logged in, so.
Right. Yeah, so you're seeing that there were two bids, or two bidders.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah. And I'm one of them, so. But
yeah,
yeah,
I can't cut yourself, sorry. Did anything actually arrive in the mail this week?
Well, it's not pony-related, but it's vintage toy-related.
Nope, we can't go there. We don't have that kind of time. You will not take this. You're not going to take this show, completely derail it into another toy line. That's just not going to happen. Not on my watch.
Not even if it's a strawberry shortcake with her
soap? We're not doing it. No, it's not pony. It's not even close enough to pony. I mean, if you wanted to go to something that maybe could be almost construed as pony-related, like a pretty kitty or a fairy tale bird, I might have let you go there. But no, you are not going to no strawberry shortcake land. Next thing you want to know, you're going to talk about Rainbow Bright, and before you know it, it's going to be all over. It's going to be Care Bears, and we're going to have to change the show, and you're going to have to get a different host. But no, you can't talk about it.
Well, then in that case, nothing else came in the mail because I'm still waiting on that one item from the UK, which is why I've just actually emailed this one and I asked them, hey, are you actually having shipments coming out of from your area coming out?
They are.
Okay.
I bought something after the volcano and received it this week, actually.
Okay, because I'm still waiting on my one item.
Well, I guess you just got unlucky. I mean, I know that I do know shipping got hung up there for a while, so, you know, depending on how it affected each individual place, you know, sure, you know, you could have just been one of the unlucky people to,
Well, see, that's why I told them, hey, you know, I want to know before I pay, you know, that way, you know, I don't pay and expect it to maybe show up, like, because normally from the UK it's been about least 3 to 5 days.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I'd say you get it within a week.
I don't want to, you know, pay for it and then be sitting here thinking, okay, what has happened?
Well, you know what? Just to be on the safe side, I'm going, you know what? Shipping is going to be delayed. And as long as I get it within a month, I'm happy. If it doesn't show up after 3 weeks, you know, you start wondering and, you know, considering the circumstance, I would just be going into bidding and buying things from other countries right now with that in mind.
Yeah, that's the one thing that was steering me away from this item, but it was kind of like, I'll never.
Why would it steer you away? Are you that impatient? You
know,
you have all
I'm
the protections
worried.
Of PayPal and everything else, and if it's a reputable seller, I mean, so what?
Yeah.
You don't have to wait longer.
Well, see, my worry is that, you know, they might take it.
You mean like and stash it away and sequester it or something? Like put everything into a big warehouse while it waits to get shipped out in line?
Exactly.
Mm. I don't know.
Yeah.
For some reason, I have more faith in the system than that. I think it's like a weird thing. I think when it comes to like everyday stuff, I think they're more likely to screw up than when there's something big going on. Because then they're actually paying attention.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, this isn't the U.S. Postal Service. This is the U.K. Postal Service.
I don't know. For whatever reason, maybe I'm just living in the land of bliss. I'm just not super concerned. I know that, you know, there's other things they have to worry about more so than the ponies, and I think it would be just fine. I'd be more concerned about the more critical stuff. I'm sure everything will get through eventually. I wouldn't be making a $300 purchase right now. I might delay that a little bit.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But a $15 purchase, I wouldn't fret. And again, worst case scenario, okay, it does not show up in 30 days. You make a PayPal claim, you get your money back.
Very true, very true.
So it's not like you're without recourse. It's not like, you know, you're just tossing the money out the window without any hope of anything.
Right.
It's a lot safer now, you know, back in the day when I was young. You didn't always have that. You didn't have this 30-day money-back guarantee baloney, especially when half the time you were using actual cash or you're using money orders or Western Unions or, well, Western Unions not so much. But, yeah, I mean, you just kind of, like, sent it off and said your prayers.
Oh, yeah.
So now, I mean, I have absolutely no fears with buying from anywhere in the world except Italy. Because I've actually had some packages go missing from Italy and to Italy, like twice. In 13 years, the only place I've ever lost packages was Italy. But never had a problem in any other country. It's just amazing that I remember, sometimes I look back now, I mean, we're so spoiled. We have so many safety measures in place for dealing with other countries, with the currency conversions and the, you know, the credit cards and the PayPals and the eBays and all these people backing up your purchases and all this other stuff. People just don't realize. I mean, wow, I look back and go, I'm going to the bank and getting money converted by hand and then stuffing it inside of a fakey pony and shipping it off to Greece or wherever the heck it's going and, you know, crossing your fingers, hoping that it makes it there and that you'll get a pony in return, you know. And every single time, though, I've only had two mishaps and they were both with Italy. So... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't even blink when I deal with other countries now. I'm just like, here, click, send money.
Yeah, I think I've only had, you know, a couple of problems. You know,
I'm gonna find a whole lot of wood to knock on. I think I just jinxed myself.
Well, I gotta ask, do you think we should go grab the teapot and?
What is it with you grabbing? You grabbed the teapot earlier and earlier. I'm starting to think you got an issue.
Well, I'm just asking.
You got something going on with the teapot, don't you? Are you addicted to the teapot?
Well, you know, what else do you want to say?
What kind of mojo caffeine is she pouring out of that teapot?
I don't know. Because
you know what? I want some equal time with the teapot, all right? I want to know what's so dang special about how, you know, she needs to go on a field trip, okay? I want the teapot.
It's her teapot.
Well, she needs to put wings on it.
Well, you know, I do have to say one thing. I am, you know, compared to last week, I'm actually more awake this week.
Oh, you know what? And you never even asked me what I got, okay?
Well, I asked you what
you
got.
Am I even here for you this week? I mean, are you just not seeing me? You just want to move right on? It's all about you, and then it's about the teapot.
I asked you how you did.
I'm sorry, what? Were you saying something? Your laughter, I can't really hear it. It sounds more like subtle choking.
So how did you do this week?
Two. I got Color Swirl Springy, and I got our pony Jeannie will find this interesting when she comes on. I got Baby Fun and Games, who I had and sold, and then Sienna saw when the pony Jeannie got her. She's like, oh, I need to have that once, and then I had to get her. But Kitten doesn't know about Baby Fun and Games because Baby Fun and Games is hiding in the underwear drawer until her birthday. Needless to say, nothing gets found there.
Yeah, I think that's the one place we kids kind of steer clear of is Mom's underwear drawer.
Yeah, you know, and this is probably one of those shows we don't ever want to have her listen to either because she's probably going to be like, ew, it's okay, honey. It was under the socks. It was fine. It's on the other side of the drawer.
Hey, you got to love us, you know?
Although, let me tell you, no, never mind. I'm not even going to go there. Let's just move along. I think you better get that teapot while you can.
Ew. Okay. Let me go find that teapot. Where's that teapot? Oh, there's the teapot. Okay.
Hola, Pony Amigas. Pony Alegra para el mundo. Pony Joy to everybody.
Jose,
yay.
Love you too.
What, didn't everybody get a Brazilian wax this week?
Oh, that's right.
Ouch,
oh, we
did
see
that hoit.
I can't sit down for at least another 2 months until my Brazilian butt implants heal up.
We know all about the fun and games in Little Alley Cat's underwear drawer.
Wow, boy, I didn't leave myself open for that one at all.
How's
yep.
everybody? I want to hear about the Pony Joy. I think I already heard some.
Oh,
yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. I won me a Oh God!
You won. The darn thing's got wings. I know. You got Starcatcher, right?
Yes.
Sweet. Do you have the big one yet? Do you have the one that changes color?
Yes, I've already got that one. I've had that one ever since it came out.
And what color is she now? Is she white or is she magenta?
Is she multicolored? I heard some people had multicolored ones, right, because they played with it and then it got, like, partially frozen in whatever state.
Yeah, they get stuck at half pink, half white.
That's pretty
so you end up with like a you end up with like an Indian Pinto pony.
I never got her, but I kind of wish I had now, just so I could like have the amazing, freaky, color changing frozen pony.
See, I don't.
It wasn't that amazing, and it wasn't that freaky. When it happened to mine, I ditched her.
I was meant to go get another one
that was like handled. I was like the first one to get it. I had it down at the, I forget what meet was going on at the time, but I brought it and everybody put their hands all over it to watch it change color. And we put it in the freezer.
Well,
I tried to turn it all dark.
That's a group activity there. That's what that is.
Imagine that, a pony you can play with.
See, mine's currently in the basement because I've got no room for her.
Basements and ponies just don't mix, okay? Let me tell you, Coventry ponies are bad.
Ponies don't want to be in the basement.
They really don't.
Exactly. That's banishment.
Well, unfortunately,
I don't like to go to the basement.
Who likes to go to the basement?
That would unfortunately be where the pony room would be once my mother finally decides, okay, we're actually going to clean the room.
Is it a finished room, though? You always concern me. When you say basement, I think dank, musty.
Yeah, I think wet, floods when you have a heavy storm.
You know, not enough.
Smelly oil burners.
Too much
moisture. Washing machines.
Yeah.
It's not a pleasant place. But, yeah, some people have really, like, done-up basements. You know, they make, like, rec rooms down there.
Yeah, my
got one of those basements. That would be cool.
You have a nice basement?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, then why would you call it a basement if it was nice?
I'd call it a subterranean playroom.
There you go.
Well, that's what the
much
pony room is going to be eventually called once I actually get it,
Subterranean playroom.
That'll be the happy room where I will be every day after work going, man, I really wish I could give some of these people a pony, then maybe they will quit complaining, witching, and just, calm down.
Call it the Rainbow Cave.
If only we could send ponies to everyone.
Or the Crystal Grotto.
Place.
Oh, yeah.
Or Plastic Happy Land.
Yes.
Plastic Happy Land, I don't know about that. That one we better not touch.
I think there's a store in the West Village in Manhattan called Plastic Happy Land.
And we can't talk about what they sell either.
Mm-mm. It ain't ponies.
Yeah, right? Ain't nowhere near ponies.
But back on the topic of ponies.
I wish, there are some days when I'm at work that I just wish I could just, take down these people's dresses and send them a pony, and maybe then they won't be so cranky when we call them?
I thought of a perfect way you could pony out at work, you know, because, Tanda, you're in the office all day, and, you know, you can't really do your pony thing, you know, there with people watching. But you are allowed to download a screensaver, right? I was thinking if you download a pony screensaver, whenever you're away from your desk, you could come back to see ponies and butterflies zipping across your screen. Wouldn't that be fun? And it's practical.
What's even better,
thing,
though,
too.
Also, is you know about the, what's the thing called? If you got the Mozilla Firefox browser, you can customize your toolbars and everything up there to have an image. And I know that the Trading Post has pony images that you can put up there now. So even when you're using your computer, you have ponies on the top of your screen in the area where your window and your browser.
Totally.
Windows.
You have Firefox. Do it.
Yes.
Do it. It's called
awesome.
What is it called? A skin? A set? Something like
I have
that.
To look,
anyway,
look, I need
skin.
To let me go to the My Little Pony area, and I will tell you.
It's on the
Firefox
board.
Personas. And it
personas,
is at,
yeah.
Yeah, Firefox Personas. You have to be using the 3.6. I guess that's the latest Firefox version, I'm supposing. Which I'm sure if you are, you know, using a business computer, probably is. But Firefox Personas,
well,
yeah, pretty awesome.
Yeah.
They're awesome, awesome, awesome. And
I like the one that had Star Flower. So pretty. It's like a beach scene.
I like
the beach
scene one. Well, you could have just gone to just put in My Little Pony in the search window up there on the right, where next to Create Your Own.
My Little Pony.
Yep, she found it.
I think she found it.
And now,
which one will she pick?
I'll
bet you a funny card in the mail. She goes for the flying one.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
I don't know though. That green one, that could be her too.
That's Starflower. She's so fabulous.
That's just cute, but it's a little sleepy. I don't know. I would see her doing the.
It's good
flying
for the summer.
One.
Yeah.
I like the beach. I like the beach one.
The beach is good for the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, but the rest of the year, I think
you know what I think is cool
up.
About the beach one is the purple lettering. Where the heck did they decide to put purple lettering in there? That's the other weird thing about the personas. If you look what it does to, like, you know, file, edit, view, history, the lettering in some of them, they customize that to be a different color. And for some reason, they chose the brightest, magentiest purple is the lettering for the beach one.
Yep, it's like super ultra magenta. Hey, a lot of people like that color. I guess it goes good with, what is that, cyan, aqua, whatever that color is. But yeah, that's really neat. If I used Firefox, I'd totally
light,
be doing that.
If it's light, it's considered cyan. Like the three primary colors of light, cyan, magenta, yellow, white.
No, you're wrong. That is the three colors of printer ink.
Yes, but yes. The light...
I guess light came before printer ink, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Maybe. God said, let there be printer ink, and then there was light.
Okay.
You guys still there?
Yeah, no, we're just, you know, basking in the... sound that is your laughter.
I was actually having a mouthful of dinner, but I'm just finishing up now.
Oh,
okay, My
lovely.
Little Pony. Because I currently have it on my desktop, but I've got like Easter on here.
Do you have a Mac or a PC?
I got a PC.
Oh,
I
so
think
you got
I
old
know
balding
where the
guy.
I think I know where there's some file icons for your desktop that are in the shape of pixel ponies. Little Owlcat, you know the ones I'm talking about? They've been around for years.
What are we talking about? Icons, pixel ponies? Oh, gosh, those are so old. I haven't seen them in forever. You'll have to show me where
they
to
look,
get them to.
They look very close to those blinkies that people make where the ponies walk across the blocks. They're about the
same
size and everything.
Yeah, where do you get them?
Off my old computer's hard drive.
There you go.
I should just take them and upload them and give them out to everybody. I think people would
you
enjoy
should.
That.
People will love
you
for
go
that.
Find it.
Mm-hmm. It will be yet another reason to love you.
Yes. Yes.
Because
that
you don't
sound
nearly
of me
enough
red.
In the pony community to earn love in any other way.
Oh, my God. Did you see that new contest for Cinco de Mayo?
Absolutely. I'm surprised more people haven't jumped on that yet.
Oh, they're working. I hear the sound of people working very hard. They're arranging their ponies right now for photo shoots. And
yeah, I've been,
for
I've
various
considered
talks.
It. I've considered it. I just don't know if I...
Oh, come on. It's easy. I'm going to do one for fun because we have a decorated sombrero at the flower shop. Don't ask me why. It's just there.
Yeah,
I'm going to put ponies
see,
on it on
my
Tuesday.
Thing. I'm like, I can't even think if I have anything that would be Mexican-y.
Go to the store and buy a chili pepper.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see how ambitious I feel. I've got
well, there's always
way
Taco
too much
Bell.
Happening in the next 5 days.
Well, speaking of Taco Bell, I just had that for dinner.
So you get to talk about that. Oh, my gosh.
You know what I love from them? I love the soft taco with the hard taco inside.
Double stuffed taco.
It's so Ooh. Good. It's soft, like you could squish it, but then when you
yep.
bite it, it crunches.
Yeah, and nothing falls apart. I
yep.
have been getting, I love double stuffed tacos so much that I make my own double stuffed tacos at home. When
it
we make tacos,
really
which
idea.
Ironically we had last night, they were double stuffed tacos.
That is irony, because you had a perfect shot for a Cinco de Mayo photo entry.
Oh, wow. I can't believe I did not so see that.
You could have grabbed your Mexican ponies, or you could have grabbed, I don't know, Tex and somebody else. Your new Senorita outfit, the magenta one.
Oh, well.
Well, guess what, kids? We're having tacos again this week.
tacos. Can't get enough of them.
Well, I can't win. I'm just going to play
so
for fun. I cannot
Cinco
resist
de Mayo,
this contest.
Is Cinco de Mayo strictly a Mexican holiday?
It is not. It is a Mexican non-obligatory federal
is it,
holiday.
Is it, but did it originate
it originated
in Mexico.
In Mexico. It commemorates the Mexican army defeating, oh, forgive me, people, if I get this wrong. They defeated either France or Spain in a big war, a big battle that happened in Puebla, and they were outnumbered. It was like 300 to, like, I don't know, thousands or something. Oh, wait, that's a movie. But anyway, same kind of scale. And they won, so Cinco de Mayo commemorates that. It is not Mexican Independence Day, as contrary to popular belief. But the holiday has just become widespread. Like, wherever there's people from Mexico, they brought their cultural traditions with them. And it's a very popular party holiday.
And September 16th.
Yeah, it's definitely a party holiday.
In New York, we call it Drinco de Mayo.
And September 16th is actually a defeat of whatever other country it was either Spain or France again. You got to pick one. That was the other country.
See, what I was saying is I didn't know if Spanish ponies would fit the bill.
I don't think Spanish would, because Spanish might be the ones that lost the battle. I would keep the French and Spanish ponies out of the photo unless
you
go on Wikipedia first and do your research.
How about
this? The Mexican colored flag. You have green ponies, you have something red, and you have white ones. Put white, and green together.
If you have Spanish ponies, you could, like, have other ponies trampling all over them in defiance. In
that
conquering.
Makes for an interesting mental picture. For sure. Why don't you recreate the Battle of Cinco de Mayo with ponies? That would be epic. You might need to do a whole series of photos.
That would be, you know, I could just see myself doing something like that because it's just not... You know, it's not frou-frou-y. It's, you know, it's totally cynical.
It doesn't have to be frou-frou. The panel of judges is going to select their favorite, and who knows what that might be.
Who is the panel of judges? You and Trax? Or is
I
it
cannot
be,
say.
Like, actual people?
No. I happen to post the contest, but it's not my contest. It's the TP's contest.
Oh.
I am merely the spokesperson. In fact, I didn't even put up the prize. I got to give big props out to Peppermint Truly from the Trading Post. I think she's on the arena, too, but she put up the prize, which is a Mexican pony assortment. You get to pick from, I forget, 5 or 6 different Mexican ponies. Plus, she's got a goodie bag of all Mexican candies and treats and stuff like that.
Ooh. You know, I'm going to have to enter just to
style.
Get a shot at a Mexican pony.
Wish I could play. Well, I am going to play. Wish I could win. I don't have a Mexican pony. You know why? I've never found a clean one. All the ones
you know,
I find have, like, mushed
up
eyes, bad hair, bad symbol.
I can deal with cleaning them, but if they've got, like, irreparable damage, it's just, like, I can't do it.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. The ones I find are, like, grubby looking.
Hmm. What do you mean you find? You mean on eBay? I mean, you're not finding them in town, are you?
I find them in eBay, or I find it. No, I've never found one in town. I'd pick it up if I did. I find them on eBay, or I find them in people's trade lists or sale lists.
Right.
But, you know, they're never right. They have a couple of cool variations, though. I guess we'll get to that for another show.
Oh, they definitely have some cool variations. But, again, yeah, it's that whole, you know, there are some things that the dodgy eyes and the some of the stuff I just can't fly with. So I haven't brought myself to get a Mexican pony yet either. But
how
I certainly
that?
Wouldn't mind winning one.
Well, here you go. This could be your first, and you could win it for free.
Free.
There you go. Free. Enter by May 4th, because the judging is going to be done the morning of the 5th, and the winner will be posted sometime on Cinco de Mayo.
The 5th. What day is that?
That means the 5th of May.
Duh.
That
what
means
day
next
is that?
Wednesday.
Is that, like, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Like, what day is the 4th of July fall on this year? Oh. Yeah, what day is Cinco de Mayo? It's the 5th of May.
All right, what day of the week?
Wednesday.
Oh, I don't know. You going to make any pull up the iPad now?
It has been verified from people other than the person who actually posted the contest. What's up with that?
Miércoles. Wednesday.
Wednesday. Would you like to know how I know this? I have several payments coming in on Wednesday.
Oh, gosh.
Real celebration for you.
Woohoo, work. Oh, you mean payments to you?
Then
that is a cause for celebration.
No, not for me, but into the company, which means I get credit for them.
Oh, credit. That's good.
Because I did not make gold this month, but, man, did I make enough I got a ton of post-dated payments that are sitting out there for May, so I jump-started myself.
Did you see my message? Of what you
Which
need
message?
To do. The one that says do this.
Huh?
I'm lost.
Go on Pigeon or whatever your opening instant messenger is.
Oh, you guys do that chat thing. You're such techies.
Yeah, amazing.
I'm confused here. Don't do that.
There you go. I just don't know if I should actually be saying it out loud just because of the nature of what it is. It's nothing naughty or anything, people. It's nothing, you know, it's just...
Just say it's a private matter and leave it at that.
It's a private matter.
Oh, yeah. How do you know about that?
Because they emailed me and said, we know you do the show at Panda. Please take care of this. Because everybody knows. Even the people that don't listen know.
Yes, I know. Okay, I'm going to go do it right now. Here I go.
All right, good.
I've already gotten one of my boxes. I
could
have
sworn I gave it. You're talking about this. Shush, shush, shush. Breaking rules all over the place.
Such a rebel.
I know.
What are we going to do with her?
Do we have options?
I think take away the TV until she learns. I don't know. You're the mother. You're good at thinking of punishments.
I'm farming right now, so I draw a blank.
Oh, you're farming?
No, I'm farming.
And you could not join any of my co-ops.
No, because your co-ops are lame, and you never complete them.
That's because I never have enough people to help me.
Yeah, duh. No, I only join Uber co-ops. Actually, I haven't joined a co-op in the last 2 days because no good co-ops have come up. A whole bunch of, I think I joined one, and I settled for, like, a bronze just to complete the darn thing. But, like, man...
See, this is precisely why I don't get into these kinds of activities. They time suck away from pony time and art time. and sleep time and every other kind
of
time.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
See, my problem is, you know, all the co-ops you need, like the bigger ones.
Stuff.
Exactly, and I don't have enough field space to do all that, and it's like, you know, I can never get them done.
Well, that's the thing is,
because nobody ever wants to join. I finally completed one today because finally someone joined.
Well, you know, I'm just not willing. I like my farm for aesthetic reasons, so I refuse to be one of those people that just plows everything down just to put up a bunch of plots. But, again, we are getting way off track, and we will not go to Farmville either.
Oh,
so
I was wondering when someone was actually going
to
say it.
We
figured out what it was at long
topic.
Last.
Stay on
you
topic.
Can just plow it down and have people build condos on it if you want to. That's what they do in New Jersey. Everybody has a farm. They sold it and they put condos on it.
You can do all kinds of things in Farmville. You can plow it down and you can cover it with vegetables or cover it with buildings or cover it with animals. Or
They build
million-dollar really
homes on quarter-acre plots and name all the streets after the trees that they knocked down to build the houses. Elm Street, Spruce Street, Pine Street.
We have some pretty neat places around here where they actually built little communities named after different things. We have one that's built and all the names of the streets are built off of, named after Lord of the Rings.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Oh,
so
Lord.
Here we are in the middle of suburbia, and there's this little development, and all of the street names are based off of, like, you know, Lord of the Rings.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like Frodo Drive and Hobbit Lane.
Man. So, yeah, you know what? Build condos on your farm and name all the streets after your favorite ponies.
Well, you see, unfortunately, you can't name streets, so there's no naming, no official naming capabilities.
Darn those powers that be. You should be able to steal some points or steal some gold or some energy or life points or whatever you need to win.
Whatever the heck it is. Yeah, that's
karma,
what it is.
Whatever.
I think that's a different game altogether, I think.
The game of life.
No, you know, I love that game growing up.
I love that game, too.
Absolutely.
I've got that game.
I have it, too. And why is it everybody who plays it just absolutely loves just little babies and sticking them in your car?
Because it's fun. It's the only time I'm ever excited about the prospect of children. Oh, sure, I got twin girls. Sure, throw them in the back. I got room for two more, too.
Right. I love it if you get so many kids that you got them, like, wedged in between the other kids, you know, just kind of like no more peg holes left, and they're just kind of lying there in between.
Pile them in.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love when that happens.
Somebody needs to customize that and make a pony game of life. Wouldn't that rock?
Yeah. We don't have any reproductive ways of, I mean, how exactly would ponies get baby ponies? What would they be, like amoebas and split in two? You just, what'd they call it?
I don't know. Don't they come out of cabbages or something?
Congratulations, you've hit mitosis. Here's your baby.
Well, we could use, like, the Pony Island mythos.
Yeah.
Ponies can breed.
You'd hit the ferry spot. You take a trip to England. You've been cloned.
Oh, my.
Voila, baby pony. Grows up to look just like you.
Okay, if you're hearing this, this is the sound of me checking to see if the paint on my custom is dry. And it almost is. I only got
that's
one.
That's right up there,
touch.
Listening to the sound of grass grow.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to that paint
dry. This is the sound of me getting paint on my hand.
Wow. That's one hell of a sound there.
Mm-hmm. And this is the sound of me deciding what color to paint the back.
Purple.
Yeah, I was thinking purple, but then I like green too. Maybe I can do both.
Then you're going into Joker territory, you know? Watch it there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, that actually, for this theme, it wouldn't be totally inappropriate, would it? Let me sketch it out, and I'll see how that works. I might use your idea.
Mm.
But if not purple, then what? Not pink. Please not
Mm-mm.
pink. Orange?
I would say orange might be a good one.
Orange. Definitely, like, I want, like, a secondary color.
Yeah,
that's what I
got to yeah.
do this weekend for my...
Green looks very nice with purple, but again, yeah, it can get a little funky. Orange will bring you more into like a Halloween-y mode, and yellow will kind of bring along the racetrack. So, you know.
No, yellow's on the eyes. I can't use yellow anywhere else, otherwise the eyes will get lost. Panda, what were you saying?
So that's what I got to do for my swap partners. I got to make their custom items this weekend.
Oh, the theme swap. How's that coming along? You shipped yet?
No, I still got to buy the extra
No, she's
stuff
got all hers, but she ain't shipping out anything yet.
You
she's
got, but you didn't send. Oh, she's one of them.
She's one
no,
of them.
No, it's okay. As long as you make the deadline.
Yeah, right.
I haven't
even
had the time. I've got, because what I started doing is I started making little coasters.
No, you know
swap?
What, Panda? You're not supposed to talk about what you're doing when you're in swap. It's supposed to be a surprise.
Oops. Well, what are the odds that her swap partner is listening or someone that knows
exactly.
her swap partner? And by the time they
exactly.
do hear it, it'll be downloaded and in the mail and, you know, don't worry.
I don't know. It just feels like you're breaking in a, like a cardinal rule somehow.
She's a noob. She doesn't know.
That's okay. Well, fine.
And I said that smiling.
Plead ignorance when you're in front of the judge.
Yeah, don't you just hate this when you go to look at look for something and you know, realize that they did not post something?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm stuck on the definition of post. When I hear post, I always think of the UK word for post, which means mail. You're telling me that something somebody
mail.
Posted on the boards or posted in the mail?
Posted on the boards as to what they want as extra stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe they don't want extra stuff.
Oh,
well,
you know what I just remembered?
What this is supposed to be.
I totally cannot believe this happened. I just remembered we're actually supposed to talk about ponies in another country. I'm not being sarcastic. I literally, for a moment, really just completely forgot that we weren't just on the phone shooting the breeze and that we actually had an agenda.
I think we're shooting something else other than a breeze. But, yeah, oh, there is a topic tonight, and we will get
yes.
to it. Very soon.
I got so carried away with just the whatevers, and next thing you know, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, my gosh. We have a plan. Wow. Again, this is right up there with the shock part of the show for me. And I'm like, wow, you know, because we pretty much do this every week. You know, a good 45 minutes, maybe an hour, we'll just talk about not what we're planning to talk about. And people keep listening.
Hang on, someone's calling me. I can't tell whether it's Trax or if it's the bird. Was that you, Trax? No, it must have been the bird. They both sound exactly alike. He mimics Trax's voice. What do you want, dummy? He wants water. Okay, give the bird water. Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. You know, you got to have water, you got to have water.
Imagine if your cat
you're
talks
in Jersey,
to you
though.
In,
it should be water.
In Comcast voice.
No,
I'm in New
you're
York.
Not in water. You're in New York, so you're close enough. It should still be water.
I'm in New York. We got water.
Water. All right. Well, it's water in Jersey. It's water. Water in New York. Oh, man, that was the worst, having to convert myself to water.
Well, are we actually ready to actually start talking about...
I don't have any of the appropriate windows pulled up yet, but sure, if you want to talk, I mean, okay. I am.
My computer is now open, so I am ready to begin the Brazilian expedition.
All
and
right,
you have to
get out
realize.
Your machetes. We got to blaze our trail.
Yes.
How are we getting there? By boat or by plane or by balloon or what?
I'm just going commando. I'm going to blaze a trail.
Dear.
Through the brush, and then I'm going to base jump off of one of the cliffs to get
We're
down
storming
the
beaches.
onto the beaches. I'm there.
Okay, let's change this for ponies after dark, okay?
Ponies, ataque, todos.
Oh, dear Lord, I just remembered I forgot to take out my contact.
Let's see if I can find any general information on this country that we're talking about tonight. Let's see here.
I'm looking.
You know, like about the company, yada, yada, yada. And I see nothing. Okay, well.
Yeah, there isn't really much.
Okay, out of the three of us, who here has Brazil ponies? Raise your hand. Oh, wait. Say I.
How about people who sold, well, not sold. How about somebody gave away a Brazilian pony for free? For some
reason. Not the sad music again.
Oh, God. Brazilian custody, I missed
you.
Oh. I'm so sorry. Yes. I just didn't know what I was doing. I take it back. I would never, ever, ever send you away again if you were to find your way home. But I know it's a lost cause. You're gone.
Hopefully they went back home and they're sitting on their sunny beach right now just waiting to be rediscovered and bought by you.
I can only hope. I suspect she was sold to by a cold.
At a bargain price. Remind me, at the end of the show, I'll do a special spell or something to get you more Brazilians again.
I don't want more Brazilians. I want that Brazilian. I want her home. Or at least somebody who looks close enough like her. Brazilian Gussie. You don't even
do you at least have a picture?
Be the plain one. Yes, no, I don't know if I have a picture, actually. I used to have a picture.
If you have the picture, I would say find the picture and post the picture and type on it, wanted, and then just post it somewhere.
Yeah, I think it was the plain one. It wasn't like the crazy $900 variety. It was the no symbol one. But that came with the outfit.
Oh, well, we're getting ahead. But anyway.
But that's enough. Hey, I found Brazilian ponies at another site other than the site that you have.
Oh, excellent. Well, okay, these ponies were made in the 80s by a company called Estrella, which I believe means stars.
I'm sorry, Estrella?
Estrella, Estrella. Estrellas.
I am very unprepared. How about we just go to translator.com? Let's see.
Oh, I'm way ahead of you, girl.
I'm saying, there's my translator. Hello. Hey,
sorry.
English to Portuguese. Oh, that's Portuguese to English might be better.
So Hasbro licensed Estrella to manufacture ponies in Brazil, which is this enormous country. While you're Wikipedia, get us some stats on Brazil.
I'm on it. Brazil. Very freaky movie made in the 80s.
We're talking about an area of 3 million square miles. And a lot of that
is Brazil is like the size, it's like bigger than the United States. It's huge.
Yes. It's a massive, massive country. And pretty much everybody who's anybody lives on the coast.
That's because a very large percentage of that country is coast. Only, what, I'd say about half of the country's border is coast, almost?
Well, if you look at the map, you know, of the globe, you know, you can compare Brazil to the size of the U.S. 48. It's a good chunk. We're talking about, like I said, a landmass of
comparable
3.2 million square miles.
Yeah, that's big.
With 192 million people living there. That's a lot of people.
Not as many as us.
No, nowhere near as many as us. But it's still quite a lot of people, considering
they
all live in, like, on the coast, you know? It's kind of like Australia, where nobody lives in the middle, everybody lives on the coast.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, where instead of desert being in the middle, it's jungle.
You do not want to live in the middle of Australia, really.
No, unless you're a camel or something, a guana.
I've got to compare. Whoa, Brazil is not that much smaller than the United States.
Nope, it's really not, and it stretches almost from one side of South America to the other.
It's about 1/10, or 9/10 the size of the United
States.
Yeah, nine tenths. So
it's huge. It's like the whole interior, pretty much, of South America. It's enormous, and it borders all the other countries, like Argentina and Paraguay and Bolivia and Peru and Colombia, Venezuela. They're all around it. It's the fifth largest country in the world. So naturally,
wow,
we're going to be doing ponies from Brazil for at least two shows, right, guys?
I would expect,
yeah,
at least two.
That's why I said part one.
Looking at the
you
size
know, actually,
of this country and how much of it is actually green, there's probably ponies that are undiscovered lurking in those jungles.
Yeah. Okay, something weird's going on. I got that weird feedback thing.
From me?
No, but you know you talk into this thing to the phone sometimes and you get like this megaphone feedback of your own voice.
Oh, I hate that. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, that just happened out of nowhere and blasted my eardrum. Yeah, sorry
to
totally
get
take you people off track there, but...
That's okay. Maybe you need a new phone.
No, there's nothing wrong with the phone. It just occasionally happens only when I'm talking on the show. Doesn't happen at any other time.
Hmm.
It's show-related.
Oh, it's only show-related.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Now, has anybody ever seen mint-on-card Brazilians?
No, I can't recall at the moment.
And I haven't either. I'm wondering, did they come on cards? Were the cards in English?
I'm seeing the so soft, you know, those kind of weird softy things. They came on.
Right. They're not actually ponies.
They're not actually ponies.
They're
more like stickles. They're almost like
stickles
or something.
Yeah.
Those came on cards.
Like actual ponies
out
on cards? See, here's why I'm asking. All the names that we're going to be dealing with tonight, they're all in English. They're all the common names that we know and love.
And we want to know the Brazilian names, I'm supposing.
Normally, when we're talking foreign ponies to you people, we always give you their foreign name, or as best as we can pronounce it. But tonight,
right,
we don't
have
any
fun
Portuguese, Brazilian, whatever names. We're going to be using regular old names.
Oh, yes.
So,
are you ready to
start? What are we going to do then? Which site are we following? I'm at one site. I suspect you guys are another site. What site are we? We're all just kind of like playing with our own sites and
well,
sharing?
Well, if you read the post made on the boards, I'm on that site, the Panda Gates.
Oh, stop being that way and actually being where you're supposed to be.
I am where I am supposed to be. It's called intothesea.com.
Oh, we're at that site. Okay.
Where the rainbow ends.
I'm going to go searching for other sites then.
Sounds
and
good.
And see if I can find us some supplementary information.
Sounds good to me. But while we're at it, why don't we go ahead and start? And we're going to start with what I think we should call the Pinkie Pie of the G1 line.
Oh, who could that be? Somebody pink,
Miss
no doubt.
Cotton Candy.
Senorita Cotton Candy. Good old lady she is, too.
Yes.
Is there anything different about her than regular old Cotton Candy, since she's
according
a Estrella?
According to what's written, she's still light pink. It states she has white hair and blue eyes and white polka dots, but...
Well, there you go. The white hair. That's a variation. Normal Cotton Candy has pink hair.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Ta-da!
I'm brain dead. What do you expect?
She looks nice like that, though. She looks like her age. You know, some ladies, they need to dye their hair as they get older, but not Cotton Candy. You know, she aged gracefully, and that white hair does her well, I think. She's quite the grande dame.
You know, there's not many of those ponies that can do white when their hair fades.
No?
Like Baby Tiddlywinks, who's not, well, I know we're not talking about her, but she just reminds you of another pony that happens to have pink hair that fades to white, and you never know it. I mean, you just think that's the way she came.
Yeah, she fades real nice. But Cotton Candy's not faded. She was made with white hair, and the blue eyes are pretty.
Yeah, she actually looks really cool with that really white hair.
I love original post ponies. I really do. And, you know, I own two Brazilians, and Cotton Candy is one of them.
So you're not partial at all. Who has a TV or something on in the background?
Not
me.
I.
Sorry, Mom and I have gotten into watching, you know, on the Food Network, that new show, Private Chefs of Beverly Hills, because we feel so bad for these people. And I don't mean the rich people. I mean the poor chefs.
Do you need to do it during the show?
Are we interrupting Private Chefs of Beverly Hills? Panda, I'm really sorry.
No, I taped it. And unfortunately, I can't find the remote for the VCR, so I had to get real close to TV to actually hit the record button. Normally, I'm about 5 feet away, so you don't notice that I've actually got the TV turned on so that I can make sure I catch the beginning of the show. But my remote has disappeared somewhere on my bed. I don't know where it's at right now. It's just disappeared on me.
Okay.
Sorry.
Beverly Hills Panda, let me ask you, do you have any Brazilian ponies? Because I'll tell you something about them that you probably don't know. They have a funny plastic.
I know. It's so awesome.
They're shiny. They gleam. Almost like they're slightly perspiring.
Oily.
Almost. Yeah, like oily, and like they're shining, like you need to powder them down. If they were people, it would be like, give her powder, she's shining.
I know.
Ooh, I want a pony now.
Yeah, that's apparently their most well-known trait, bright and shiny bodies, not
actually
right.
curly. Right, so, you know, without flipping one over to look at the feet, you could probably look at the plastic and put some money down that it's possibly a Brazilian.
Yeah, pretty much you can tell a Brazilian. You know how, like, in America, you can tell a pony from its hair?
Mm-hmm.
If you're, like, at, like, the Goodwill and you just saw hair sticking up, you'd be able to recognize a Milo pony by the hair. Nine times out of ten. It just has a certain quality to it. Whereas
like,
if a foot of a Brazilian pony was sticking up in the air in a pile of toys, you would know it was a Brazilian on site. That's all you'd need to see is the foot.
All the different countries seem to have those things. Like, if you see a pony with blue eyes, you say, ooh, that might be Italian. Or if you see one with heavy eye makeup, you might say, hey, that looks like a Greek. Or if you see one with super long hair, you might say, that's a Macau. Well, if you see a super shiny pony, you know, that's your last real, it's probably a Brazilian.
I know. But, you know, this is going to be, like, my next thing. Now I've got to put this on my list, is that, okay, world, I need to get if I can't get my Gusty back, I'm going to have to just find a way. I mean, the odds of getting my Gusty back just aren't happening. But that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get one.
I will give special pony magic for life to anyone out there who has her Gusty and will return her.
Yeah. And you know what? As I said before, I know she doesn't live. She lives closer to you than she does to me. I'll say that much.
I'm on the trail.
I got my
deer stalker hat on, and I've got my magnifying glass.
Maybe I'll try contacting her. I highly doubt she listens to the show, so she won't know that I was bad-mouthing her all this time. And they'll be like, hey, remember that pony I sent to you? Can I maybe have it back? Yeah, right. I'm sure.
Our next pony up in the set has two different versions. One variant, one closer to what we know.
Yeah, first up is Blossom number one. Is light purple, dark purple hair, and eyes. And of course, her white little flowers. But Blossom number two,
numero dos.
Hey, guess what I found?
Good.
I found the names, the Brazilian names.
Oh,
did we really? Try and go there. do we
I don't
really?
Know. They don't look all that too terribly different from some of the other ones that we've seen of some of them. The only problem is it's from the arena's spotlight thread, and there's a couple icons that are kind of messing up some of the letters. So I can only kind of tell.
Well, I hate when that happens. Usually
yeah,
when people are trying to post an accent mark, your computer, if it's set to certain language setting, it'll wonk it out. It'll turn it into a funky block or
okay.
a P or a quote
right,
or a
yeah,
dollar
sign. Right, yeah, weird blocks are on this. So, like, Cotton
mm-hmm.
Candy was Algodo Dotsi.
Algodo Dotsi. That's great.
D-O-T-E. Algodo Dotsi.
I like it.
Yeah, Algodo Dotsi. I mean, and we may not be pronouncing it correctly, but that's what we're going to go with.
But we're doing it in an entertaining way. That's the important thing.
Yes. Not to be mocking whatsoever. We're not trying to make fun of anybody or any language. We're just that.
Oh,
we're
no.
Americans,
we're
people.
The mimics,
come on.
Guys. We're doing
we're
the best we can here.
We're language illiterate.
I'm trilingual. I try, but I still
yeah. We're trilingual. Great. All right. I didn't mean to totally cut you off there, but I was so excited when I saw something that wasn't English. I thought I'd share.
You know, I was holding my breath waiting to hear what color Brazil Blossom 2 is.
Oh, I know, because
is.
The odds of it being something other than a shade of purple.
There's
going to
be something different about her. She's a variant, and I want to know what it is.
She's light periwinkle. But it's either light purple or it's light blue. Hair and purple eyes.
Oh, it's almost like Italy Blue Blossom then.
Yes.
Except maybe
it's
slightly
more
lavenderish. Yeah,
more
it's
lavender-ish.
Like a purpley blue. It is. It's not, if you look at regular blossom, she's totally a purple lavender. You know, you have pinky lavenders and bluey lavenders. This is almost like the color of those roses called Little Silver. They're like a silvery grayish blue.
I have to put you on hold for a minute. So stand by.
Actually, I think Martha Stewart has a pink color that looks like Brazil Blossom number 2.
Oh, my.
If you want to go on the Martha Stewart pink website, you might find the color. If you're looking for the right shade of bluish lavender to paint your pony rooms, this is a good color. Well, this is something you need to think about when you get around to renovating the subterranean wonderland.
Yes. Eventually, that will happen.
It shouldn't be a color that's too dark, you know, because light absorbs into darker colors. You need a color that will reflect the light, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it'll set off the ponies better. You don't want to display ponies in a too dark a room. Well, you could, actually. You could display ponies in a black room. That would be really neat, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They look like they're floating. Like flying in the air. Neat. Oh, gosh. Okay, I got to think of that in the future. Okay, so yeah, Brazil Blossom. Pretty cool. I like blue. Blue is a good color.
Thanks.
Who's next?
Up next is Little Miss Bluebell.
Keeping with the blue theme. All right.
I have returned.
Hello again.
Hello,
we're talking
Bluebell?
About Bluebell now. You got a name for Miss Bluebell?
Let me look. I have Torozijo.
Say that, spell that.
Torozinho. Torozinho?
Thing about Brazil, you'd think that they speak Spanish, but they don't. They speak Portuguese.
I know, it's another
different.
Language.
I could have told you that.
Torozinho. Torozinho?
Torozinho. Bluebell sounds a lot prettier, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I could go to the I could go to the Portuguese site and see if I can get, like, something that speaks the enunciation.
Oh, God, if we were going to do that, why didn't we prepare that days ago?
Exactly.
Sounds like a great idea for those future shows. Where was that when we were doing Greece?
I probably had access to it and didn't use it because I am not always that prepared. Let's go here. Let's see what I can find.
Well, prepared or not, it was a wonderful idea.
Yeah, right?
I'll work on that for a future show.
Next up, because I think Bluebell is the same. She is blue, purple hair, purple eyes, purple stars, very
okay,
shades of sight.
She's the blue girl we know and love.
Yeah. I swear
only shinier.
My brain knows what I want to say. It's just not getting it to my mouth correctly.
Okay, where are we stuck at now?
Next up is Miss Minty.
Oh, Gramina.
What's it? Ramen?
Gramina.
Gramina.
That's what I'm saying. Gramina.
Oh, Gramina.
Or Gramina or Gramija.
Gramija.
Or Minty.
Or Minty.
Sounds like grandma.
Yeah, Gramina. Grandma saying ha ha. Ha ha, mama.
Anything different about her, or is she just Minty but shiny?
She looks like she's got super white hair. She looks like crazy Minty.
Oh, neat. Like the Greek Minty with that super white hair?
She is mint, light mint green with white hair and green clovers.
Yeah, that part, she's like, that looks normal, but this particular picture they're showing, she looks like she's got that opaque white hair in this picture. Now, I haven't looked at another picture to verify at any other site if that is in fact the case, but with this picture, that's what it appears to be. And considering the consistency of that hair, I guess it really wouldn't be unlikely.
Could be rehair, it could be, you know, because Brazilians, a lot of times you get them, they have that bad hair.
Yeah, well, that's another thing about the Brazilians. Their hair is like insta-frizz. It's very thick, it's very coarse. I'm just not going there. It's dry and frizzy, and it's
hard to manage. Some of us can relate.
Yeah, it's not the best hair, but I think that would make sense that Minty would have very solid-colored, you know, opaque white hair, considering the texture of that hair. I can't see them having the subtler hair.
Okay, Rosie Parrot finished his water. Now he's grunting. What do you want? Now he wants a cookie.
Grunting parrots. Only here.
Yes. And only when...
Hey, I found another picture. It's looking pretty white. The hair is looking pretty white.
So is it the same white from, like, later ponies? Like that kind of white? Or is it the pearly white?
Oh, this is a hard call. It's kind of looking pearly, but it's kind of looking pearly in this picture.
Like Twilight's white?
Yeah, maybe like Twilight's white.
Okay, that counts. We have another variation. A subtle one, but a variation nonetheless. Hey, some people really get into that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's got that weird pearly kind of hue. It's a little
different.
With
collectors, we start these armies of certain characters that we like, and you got to get one from every country. One girl has an army of bluebells, one girl has an army of cotton candies, et cetera, et cetera. I have an army of red roses.
Yeah, I'm considering an army. I can't remember what it was, but not so long ago, I was like, oh, I got to get an army of those, and then I forgot what it was. And I was so disappointed because it was like the first time in like a bajillion years of collecting that I actually said, ooh, I'm going to have an army of that. And it left
me. You have
me.
A big army. You have a mint army. All your ponies have that in common. They're all mint.
Yeah.
My little army could beat your big army in a heartbeat because your army can't get hurt at all. They're mint. They'd be like, no, not us. Our hair will fall out of place. We might get an eye scratch.
Hey, we do have that other 5% of our collection that is not mint that we use as our Marines. They're the Navy SEALs. They'll just go out in front. They'll take you out stealthily.
They're the attack squad.
We'll put out those minty ones as bait, and you will think that you are safe, and then we will get you, and we'll triangulate you with the other 5% that is not absolutely mint. They have, like, a battle scar of, like, that ink initial underneath their hoof, and they're going to stamp all over you.
My army is set up like a chessboard. All the little babies, they're like the pawns. They're out in the front.
That's so wrong.
The ones that I protect, the king and queen, that's like my original mint in box red roses and my first red roses that I ever got. They're the king and queen of the herd.
Wow, you kept your very first mint in box red roses, or the very first red roses you got, you kept mint in box?
No, my first red roses was loose, and my only mint in box, she instantly overthrew the old queen and became king.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying, like, the very first red roses you got her mint in box.
Mm-mm.
At the same
time.
Wow, that would have been ripped open. As a matter of fact, I think I told you I had red roses mint in box, and I ripped her open.
Making mine more valuable. Well, thank you.
Yes, that's why I have my signature.
You're the best.
I know, I rock.
So that's the original six.
Wait till you see the video of the schoolhouse, guys. There's a surprise impromptu ripping open of a pony mint in bag.
Hey, wait a minute. I just realized something. It's not the same original six. We just covered five ponies, and two of them were Brazil Blossom. Where's Butterscotch? Don't they have her in Brazil?
No. They do have a Butterscotch, but they don't have a picture of her on that site, or they don't mention her on that site. But
oh, okay.
She does exist. She
does exist.
She's looks pretty much like Butterscotch. You know, she's got the brown eyes and the gold hair and the golden orange body.
Does she have a funny name? I mean, a beautiful Brazilian name?
Yes, she does. She has Caramello.
I like that. It sounds like a candy bar.
It is a candy bar.
That's why I like it.
Come on, haven't you ever had a Caramello?
No, but I'm going to have some pony snacks soon.
It's Caramello Caramel. Butterscotch.
And oh, we're also forgetting the sad little gray one.
Oh. No snuzzle was made.
She's
made.
Like, you know, if the original six were the Beatles, snuzzle would be Ringo.
Yeah.
but
how Ringo
do...
is still alive.
Yes, right.
But they do have Miss Peachy.
Yes.
Oh, right.
They made her the number six. They said, you know, we're kicking Snuzzle out. I think they felt the color must have been too drab for their culture. And Peachy, you know, looking just like Snuzzle but in different color scheme, they felt that probably was much more appropriate for them.
If they had done Snuzzle, it would have been great if they did her in, like, festival, carnival colors. All spangly and, like, rocking. I should do a custom of that.
And Peachy, you know, I never did tell you Blossom's name. Blossom has
long
name.
Uh-oh.
Florzinha dos Campos.
Florzinha
dos Campos. Campos.
It sounds vaguely flowery.
It's little field flowers.
There you go.
So, Florzinha dos Campos.
So we got no Snuzzle, but we do have Peachy still in it.
And you want to know what
Peachy's
name
is? Providing the backbeat.
And apparently they just call her Drops.
Drops?
Drops or sweet drops.
Sweet drops.
Drops or sweet drops. That's what my information's saying.
Okay, I'll go with that information. Is Peachy the same panda, or does she have anything different about her?
She is peach-colored with pink hair and blue eyes and, of course, little pink hearts. But she's looking a little purpley-pink.
Sounds peachy to me. Let me look. Oh, that picture. Yeah, that's kind of like that's not the regular peachy light pink hair that we normally see. That's a couple of shades darker, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Oh, let me look at my picture. Let me look. Peachy?
Yeah, go look at the picture
this,
we're looking
this
at.
This other peachy picture that I'm looking at here, I don't know. She don't look really all that much darker. Let me send the picture to Panda here. Let me look at what you're looking at.
We're looking at a shade that's kind of
like a pink color or something with purple. No, she's not that color. She's more peachy color. She's more of an orangey, peachy, standard peachy color. That's just a bad picture.
Does Peachy have a fun name in Brazil?
Drops.
Oh, yeah, she's Drops.
She's
Drops.
Yeah, it's like somebody dropped the ball there and just said, oh, what are you going to name this one? Drops.
Drops. It was the end of the day.
Yeah.
When they were naming, or it was like 5 minutes to lunch.
Oh, did we mention the Blossom being the lone pony set that was given brown eyeliner instead of black.
What? No, that's awesome.
Yeah, apparently.
That.
No, well, that's what it's saying over here at the spotlight. Apparently, Blossom is the lone collector pose pony of that set that was given brown eyeliner instead of the usual black.
That's so killer.
Yep.
I think that would just make her more wanted.
See, they put more thought into Blossom than we thought initially.
I'm telling
you, because
what
took them to name her. They took all morning to name her, and then by the time they got to Peachy, it was lunchtime. So they were like, drop.
Yeah, just like, drop.
Let's go.
Come on, time to go carnival.
But
up next, we've got...
Surprisingly enough, so far, what we're seeing, really in general, what I find unique about Brazil, is that they really do stay pretty darn close to spot on with color schemes and the American counterpart. You don't see quite as many of the extreme color variations like what you see with like some other countries, like particularly other countries we will cover later of South America. These guys they keep it rather tame with the few variants they do.
Unless maybe it was in the contract with Hasbro.
Could have been, or it could have been that they just wanted to keep more like the American cousins.
This is the early years, though. I mean, this was the first set of ponies. They probably, maybe down the line, got a little creative, but in the beginning, they tried to follow the rules. Hasbro
yeah,
sent
times.
Them
if you scroll down to the bottom
and
of the
they
page,
did.
There's only a couple here that really stand out to say, oh, look at that. For the most part, they play safe.
They play by the rules.
Yeah.
I think Hasbro, this was the first time they ever actually handed the reins over to someone else and told them, hey, stick with what we've made,
I don't know. Do we have any evidence that this was the first time they handed over the reins?
I don't know. That's why I said maybe.
I don't know. I would have thought the UK was first, but that's just me.
Well, you never know.
Well, I don't know. The U.S. was doing ventures in Brazil a lot in the 70s. So, these came out in the early 80s.
Yeah, these are pretty early.
These might have been trailblazing foreign ponies here. These might have been some of the first.
Could have
been. There you go. Which
is next? We covered the original
six. Did you guys talk
six.
About the hooves?
Well, we did say the company name was on them.
Not all of them.
No, not all of them, but the first set?
Well, apparently, I guess they have two types of hooves. They can have the flat, smooth hooves, or they can have the concave hooves. But they do all have the Estrella hoof stamp.
My cotton candy's hooves are flat.
And then there's a third thing about the hooves is each one contains a number.
What's up with those numbers?
They're not real sure. They're thinking maybe a serial number, something like that. But the similar numbers are also found on their necks.
Mm.
And no definitive answer has been provided.
If anybody from Brazil is listening or downloading, please send us an email. What's the email address?
It is
mylittleponytalk
at gmail.com.
Gracias.
Okay, now that I'm sufficiently blind, because I've just taken off my contacts and I haven't put on my glasses yet. Oh, there we go. Oh, there's Paul.
If you see an orange blur on your screen, you can probably guess who that is, Panda.
It's Miss Applejack.
And she did it without her contacts in, everybody.
I made sure to memorize which one was next before I was going to take out my contacts, just in case I was still in the bathroom taking out my contacts.
Were we doing these by pose, by any chance?
No.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because we had a couple more collector pose ponies that weren't.
No, we lazy. We're doing them in the order that IntoTheSea.com gives us.
Oh, great. So I got to, like, hop all over the place trying to find the next thing here.
Just do what I do. We got both windows open. You flip around.
I've
you know
like
it's an early Earth
open.
Pony. Five.
At least.
My goodness.
Let me see
you must
five.
Have good eyes. My screen only holds two open windows at a time. Otherwise, I got to shrink it down to nothing.
Okay, I've got another picture of the ones we're talking about, just for further verification of any colors and whatnot.
This pony, I got to say, has an interesting name. You know, AJ, Applejack. What did they call her in Brazil, the lollycat?
They called her? You're going to love this. Are you? Do you have any idea what's coming?
No.
I do.
This is
choice. Go on, say it.
Rosquina. Rosquina.
Which, of course, means...
ring-shaped wolf.
Which has everything to do with apples.
Absolutely.
Not...
Yes.
Somehow, I think they must have, like, at that time seen a box of, like, Applejack cereal and thought that that was what an Applejack was supposed to be in America. So they're like, okay, it's a ring-shaped loaf. Rosquina.
That is brilliant. That is awesome.
They saw Applejacks, and that's what they thought.
They're thinking these crazy Americans, they named this pony after a cereal.
They didn't know.
How are we going to translate that?
Look, they were not cereal enhanced. They didn't know anything about cereal. They were too busy, you know, perfecting silicone implants. They don't have time for
fucking weenies. Most of us, what is an Applejack anyway, other than a cereal? That's what we all think of when you hear Applejack.
Well, you know what? I'm going to answer that question. I'm going to tell you what an Applejack is.
Do tell.
I'm going to find out.
Wikipedia.
Well, apparently, Wikipedia, a strong alcoholic beverage produced from apples.
No.
Popular
did not
in
name...
the American colonial period. So it's been around for a long time under that name.
So they
wow,
named
she's a drunk.
Pony after booze.
Who makes Applejack cereal? Is it General Mills?
Yes.
They named
is
it after a kind of booze? It might
Applejack
be Kellogg.
Is made by concentrating hard cider.
Thank you, Trax. It's Kellogg's?
The term Applejack derives Kellogg. From jacking, a term for freeze distillation. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is firmly rooted in alcohol.
I'm breaking up over here left.
Applejackin'.
Oh, God.
She is the new alcoholic pony. So everybody out there that has an Applejack, every time you go to the bars or something, you got to bring her with you. And you
now
gotta
I
want to
hear
the
Applejack.
And you say, I need an Applejack.
A is for alcohol, baby. J is for juice me.
Hook me up with a ring-shaped loaf.
Okay.
Yes. See, we took an otherwise ordinary clone of the American pony and we made it interesting.
She's special.
All because of Estrella's
She's
special
drunk.
Name for her.
She's Dipsy. Ring-shaped loaf. That is going to be like, I'm going to have dreams about this. This is with
yep.
me forever now.
You're going to be dreaming about Applejack and Woozy going on a pub crawl.
Oh, wow.
And Tipsy Tulip.
Oh, God.
Are they going to bring Wizard with them?
Oh, yeah.
And puddles.
Oh, dear Lord. Why don't you just take all the ponies with you the next time you go out to the bar, you know?
I'm, this has nothing to do with anything, but I'm sending you a picture, Karen. I mean, Pony Genie. Because
Pony
my
Genie,
cat.
Those were creditors as Karen. Are you sending it to NJ Pony Me at AOL?
I was just going to send it to you on the phone. Car Red Roses, your cell phone.
Oh, okay.
This is the original little alley cat here. My true little dolly. And I just thought this was rather funny. So you continue talking while I text because I am textingly challenged.
Okay. Well, adding to the list of tipsy ponies, I'm going to include Moonshine.
Right on.
Can't forget her. She's got the still. There wouldn't be a party without Moonshine.
Speaking of ponies and
wow,
parties.
We could just run with this for like a long time.
Yes, we could. Do we want to do pony snacks?
Yeah,
sure.
Why not? I got some right here.
I gotta go get mine.
Num, num, num.
Yeah,
and what do you know? They're made by General Mills, the same company that makes cereals. I read the back of the package.
All right. Message has been sent. Here it is. Sending it. It is ding, 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 ding. It's sent.
So my phone is going to beep or buzz in a second.
Yeah, you're going to have a moment.
There it goes. It went doot, doot. Okay, let me look and see what you sent me. I won't be able to hear you for a moment.
Feel free to talk about me while I do this.
Is it me or is it bad when, like, the package seems to be adult proof?
Hey, Panda, can your cell phone receive pictures?
Yeah.
You know, it's the darndest thing. I just have an old-fashioned cell phone, and I guess I can't look at my picture messages while I'm talking on the phone.
Wow. Should I
That's
send it
to
something
else?
Send it to my email, ngponymeet.
All right. That requires me to actually type in
You have
the
to open
address.
Up a sixth window.
No. See, now, because I'm doing it on my phone. I took the picture at my phone.
Okay, I think little alley cat would probably hurt me right now because guess who just walked into the room?
Doggy.
And who's getting the green snack?
NJPonyMeat
AOL.com.
AOL.com.
Eat a pony snack.
I'll send it to you too, Amy.
Okie dokie. Yeah, luckily my new phone, my old phone, I could not do messaging and talk on the phone at the same time, but now I can. I can even
Did
surf
you know?
The web while doing it.
Here's a random fact. Do you know if your cell phone gets wet, you can try putting it into a bowl of dry rice to draw out the moisture?
Now that I didn't know.
I did not know that either. I just learned that 5 seconds ago.
There, you can have a yellow one too. I'm getting all the pinks and purples.
Okay.
I'm going to dedicate this next pony snack to my friend Skig, giving you a shout out. If
Ooh, hey Skig.
Thanks, Gig.
Can't wait to see you in 3 weeks.
She's the resident pony music goddess. I hope she'll DJ at the meet.
Ooh, okay. I'm opening up my package a little later than you guys. Well, let's see what I score.
I'm done. I just finished my last one. I have
two
four
greens.
Pinks.
Woohoo!
We
got two.
Awesome.
We got two.
No more.
Nom, 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 nom. You know, the more you eat these, the more you just sort of, like, love them all. Even though I'm not fond of certain flavors, you get to the point where you're like, I don't care. Okay, I sent the picture, guys. So you gotta find it.
If you guys are eating, I'll do a pony.
No, I gotta look at the picture.
Oh, you gotta look at the picture first. Oh, okay, hold on, let me go and look at my mail. It didn't come yet. Okay, wait, hold on. Oh, here it is.
I'm still waiting.
Oh!
Did you email it to me or send it to my phone?
I sent it to your phone.
What a great picture.
Well,
isn't that awesome? You're just sitting there like that. Still.
Oh,
with
my
those
God, my
eyes
dog.
Pouring into your soul like that.
Yeah,
doesn't that make you feel uncomfortable?
Well, you know, when we first got her, we'd wake up in the middle of the night. She does this awesome thing. My bed is made of logs, like big old, you know, it's like logs. Real logs.
Wow.
And she'll get up and perch on one of the logs, you know, on the corner, one of the corner logs. And I swear to God, she looks like a freaking owl sitting on top of, like, a tree. And in the middle of the night, it's a little disconcerting. to wake up and see an owl standing, like, on the base corner of your log bed. I mean, it's just, like, it takes you back for a moment, because, like, when she sits in a certain way and her whole body takes on that shape and everything else, and you're, like, huge eyes that are yellow and they gleam in the night, and you're, like, oh, my God.
That's scary.
How did that owl get in here? Oh, wait, it's a cat.
Yeah, it took a while for us to get used to that, because she's got that look. She can. She knows how to work it.
Well, it's
very expressive
me,
with those eyes. But, yeah. Needless to say, we won't be using the top napkin.
Nope, that's been claimed.
Yeah. I don't
I'm
know what she's just
it.
Sitting there. If she's looking at me, she knows I'm talking about her.
Don't you, Dolly?
Don't you, Dolly? Hey, you know what I played around with this week, you guys? Flocking.
What'd you do? Mm-hmm.
You can buy flocking for ponies, but, you know, just loose, like in a can, and you can flock your own stuff with it. They sell it at scrapbooking supply places online. So I
tried flocking. Yeah, you know, I've heard of a few people trying to do things with flocking with ponies. I haven't heard about grand success with it.
Well, the first time you do anything, you know.
You
practice makes perfect.
The problem, apparently, is getting the flocking to all go in, like, the same direction and kind of standing up so it has the fuzzy feel.
Hint, hint, use static electricity.
Well, you know, you are quite the creative customizer. If anybody can figure it out, I bet you will.
Yeah. I just haven't been able to figure out how to not get my palms all hairy from it. I get glue all over my arms and hands, and then the flocking sticks to it. And then I touch my face because I have to answer the phone. And then I get flocking and glue on the phone and flocking and glue on my cheek.
Wow.
You just
flock
every
disaster.
Day.
It's like in Creepshow when Stephen King gets that green fuzz all over him. I'm like that, but with white flocking.
Oh, God.
Wow, that's funny. I mean, what is flocking like, though? I mean, is it like fiberglass where it, like, gets in there and
yes,
gets
it
under
is
your skin
deadly.
And it's, like, itchy?
Deadly. Now, it doesn't hurt your skin. It's not like tarantula hair where it's, like, irritating and irritates
right?
the heck out of you.
But
it's
like
soft.
Irritating but in a different way.
The problem is it's so fine that it will go right in your eyes and you won't even feel it until your vision goes cloudy. It'll go up your nose and you won't even feel it until you have to go to the doctor with a bad cough. So it's really vital that you wear a mask while you work with this stuff.
Probably
and a pair of safety, you know, those plastic glasses.
Yeah, safety
that
goggles.
Wear. Shop glasses, yeah.
Probably want to put some cotton in your ears, too, because somehow I don't think you want it in your ears either.
Well, I have hair over my ears, so I didn't plug my ears. But, yeah,
basically,
I guess
you
could.
You probably just want
put
to
on your
out
hazmat
in
suit.
Hazmat suit.
Right. Put on your white Tyvek jumpsuit. Dress up like Mike Rowe when he goes to clean the boiler of the boat.
That's
and
right.
That's
Mike
basically
Rowe is
it.
So awesome.
Oh, my God. That sounds like when my mother, when my mother finally got us a new driveway, she decided we, you know, start decorating with, like, decorative rocks. So I got this brilliant idea of spray painting them. Well, you know, I'd always start out, you know, in the right direction, but then all of a sudden I'd be downwind, and first of all, yeah.
a pink cloud would just come toward you.
I was very happy, but, you know, I inhaled enough of that stuff to where when I sneezed, like, because I was using the metallic, you know, Rust-Oleum on the stones. So, yeah, when I sneezed, like, glitter.
Oh, man.
That's awesome. I would love to sneeze glitter.
But,
that's,
you know,
like, that's like flushing rainbows.
That is great. Sneezing glitter and flushing rainbows.
Seriously, no. When I would sneeze, I'd look and it was like glitter. When I blew my nose, it was like because of all the metallic stuff that kept going in when all of a sudden the wind decided to shift on me. I swear I would start off in the right direction. The wind would just turn on me. And all of a sudden my mother would be going, you're supposed to be the other way. Uh-huh. As I'm getting high off paint fumes by accident, of course. I wasn't doing it on purpose.
Right, Right.
Oh,
now,
right.
We don't condone
right.
that kind of activity.
No, we don't condone that kind of activity. Never. But, yeah, like I was saying about the so-so-off, you can do it at home, but it's really not a good idea. Do it outside.
This does
or something
not sound like a
can.
Good idea. It sounds like you should do it, like, in another state. And
do it in another
there.
Country. Do
yeah.
it in China. They seem to
there
be very
go.
Good at it in China.
Perfect.
All the forest families, the Sylvanians, the so-so-off ponies were made in China and Hong Kong. And you will notice that other countries don't flock. But we'll get to that. They
and
put also a glue.
The strange body growth things that are happening in those countries as well.
Oh, my.
We'll just
seeing,
leave it like that.
Too many
China's a country with a lot of people that need work and, you know, factories and stuff. They put them through, like, a glue thing, and then they put them through the flock fog, and then they put them through this, like, static electricity turbine thing that makes
you know,
all the
I think I saw
bristle.
That when they were doing Christmas trees. That was a similar process.
Yeah, they flock little, like, statuettes of animals, little ceramic bunnies with glass eyes and stuff like that. All that stuff gets made in
other countries that don't care about the quality of their air.
Other countries, they just have health laws, and they're like, no, you can't operate
you can't,
that. That's not safe.
You
can't do that
You can't
here.
Bring in that freaking cancer cloud. Sorry, keep it.
It's very bad to breathe. If you're going to play with flocking, seriously, just cover
outside
up.
With a hazmat suit and gloves and
get
mask.
At least get yourself a mask and goggles and plug your nose, too.
You know, I was going to say go for it, you know, and let's get some success. But now I'm scared. Now I don't want you to get hurt. Get rid of the flocking. Get it out
oh,
of
Oh, it's already done. There's flocking on my brain. It's never going to come out. The first, I did huff a bit until I got the mask on.
Did you really have to go to the doctor with, like, an infection?
No, not yet, but I did read
infection.
About it. Because after I inhaled it, I said, oh, crap, what's going to happen to me? So I looked it up, and I found out what can happen to you if you inhale bits of this stuff.
And, of course, you don't really want to know, but...
You don't want to know. It's not nice. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, and if you're anything like me, next thing you know, you'd be almost like hypochondriac, you know? Like,
don't
be
a hypochondriac.
You might just
be
having a little bit of allergies, you know,
if
but
you
now
got,
that you know that you've inhaled this and this is the potential side effects, next thing you know, you're like, oh, my God!
If you want to flock a whole pony, you're going to need the suit and all that. But if you just want to, like, add a little flock to, like, a rubbed ear or a toe, you'll be safe. Do it in your sink or something. Do it in a cardboard box lined with a plastic bag. And just use very small amounts. You'll do fine. It's great for touch-up work. I got to say that.
Hmm. I have to keep that in mind. Since I'm a particularly... when it comes to my flocking on my so-softs, I mean, that's like a huge deal. I've got five of my so-softs need to be upgraded to mint. And let me tell you, it's irksome to have a not mint so-soft. So
the touch-ups look more like the second set of so-softs, the shorter flocking, those long flocked ones, the earlier
right.
ones. It's not like that. You're not going to get the same effect out of the fun flock.
Well, see, the problem I'm thinking is, no, I'm not saying I want to do it. I'm saying if this became a widely known fix, I think it's like, I would hope it's at least recognizable that it's been done because I would never want to get one that had been touched up under the impression that I was getting one that was, you know, a non-flawed so-soft. Is what I'm
well, we're
can
at that day and age now because it's all over the boards now where you can buy this stuff, and there's tutorials posted about it even. So it's something to be aware of if you're a diehard, you know, mint, you know, pristine.
If you're me.
Yeah, if you're you, basically. Something to be aware of.
Hey.
You might want to ask, hey, seller, is this pony been touched
well,
up at all?
Well, I'm hoping they're honest enough. Let me see if they got you.
You already know.
I knew it was a necklace, but I didn't know what it looked like. Aww, that's cute. What is it?
From ice.
Aww, that's cute. It's like a Claire's, but...
Hey, Panda.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Kitten, just came home, and it's her one-month anniversary with her boyfriend, and he bought her a necklace, a little dangling heart.
Aww.
Yeah. So it was cute. I had to have a moment there to see.
Well, happy lunar anniversary.
Yeah.
There you go.
Happy lunar anniversary. That's awesome.
That's great.
Okay.
You started dating on the full moon.
Yeah,
I hope the boy isn't a werewolf.
She got asked out on April Fool's Day. Isn't that awesome?
And she said, are you serious?
Yeah, I know. We kind of knew it was coming, and we were almost planning to, she was almost planning to, like, say no and be like, no way, not, you know, just play a joke on him. But then, you know, well, she was too excited. She couldn't do it.
That's something else, man. She's old enough to date. Wow.
I know. Oh, gosh. I don't know when the first time you saw her was, but when we first started coming up to the Maryland meet, she was only, oh, my gosh, eight or nine, maybe.
Wow.
Either way, nine, yeah. So she was about nine at the first one we went to, I think. Yep, she was just about to turn nine, so she was technically still eight.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Panda, you there?
Yes.
I think I set you up pretty well for our next pony with all that flock talk.
Yes, she has.
Who are we talking about?
Shook herself off.
Oh, there she is. As a matter of fact, she's one of the ones that I need to upgrade.
She's ready to party. She's got her Brazilian waxing done.
Oh, yeah. Full body wax. You know that costs.
She took it all off.
Just take it all off. It is.
What a hot mama this is.
Of
wow.
Who knew?
Paradise.
Smooth skin. Really, really accents her curves.
She has no tan lines.
Right
no
on.
No tan lines, no.
Well, she is in Brazil.
She is paradise. She is white, red hair, green eyes. Symbol is two green palm trees and a red moon.
And with a Brazilian body wax.
Yes.
No flocking.
None. None whatsoever.
She told them, just do it all. Don't do just the Brazilian. Just do it all.
Oh,
that's
see,
it. Next time I go for a waxing, I'm going to say, give me a paradise.
And you know what? Guess what her name is in Portuguese.
What?
Paradiso?
The hairless one. No.
Nikki pony.
Almost, but this is kind of weird. Asina Banho de Lua.
Asina Banho de Lua?
Yeah.
What in the world does that mean?
It means moon showers wing.
Aww.
I have no idea why it means moon showers wing and what the heck that has to do with it, but that's what they named her.
She has a moon, but I don't get the showers part. But okay, Asina Banho de Lua.
Asina Banho de Lua.
A.K.A. Nikki Paradise.
Moon shower and then wing, I'm sure, is just because she happens to be a Pegasus. And all the Pegasus have the Asina.
Oh, okay, wing.
So Asina
right.
is wing.
Exactly.
Asina is the wing part, got it.
So Banho de Lua would be probably shower of the moon, you know, because
shower
Lua,
of the moon.
Luna, you know, probably very similar.
If it rained on the moon,
like,
it would
like
rain
a moon
palm
ray.
Tree.
You know, like, you know, so probably if you think about it, you know, you get the moon over the palm trees. Yeah, so it's like, you know, moonlight, maybe similar to like a moonlight shower.
Take me away. I'm thinking about the beach right now under the swaying palms. Got a glass of moonshine in my hand, tipsy tulips there, waves are crashing, moon is out. Very nice. Very, very nice. I like this pony. I want this pony. In our community, the abbreviation for it is NSS, non-so-soft. You might see that on people's wish lists. And that's
right,
usually
that's
where this pony is because she's a wishful pony. Not too many of us have one.
Yeah, when it comes to the NSSs, I have, you know, some of the good old UK ones, you know, the common NSSs.
Right, like North Star, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, Shady, Wind Whistler.
Mm-hmm. But Paradise is usually, if you see one NSS, it's something that people have deep locked themselves using harsh chemicals.
Yeah, you got to be real careful if somebody tries to advertise it as an original and make sure it's an Estrella.
You can usually tell. I mean, if you can't look at the hooves, just look at the body color. If she's yellow, she's probably got glue residue on her.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But up next, it's another pony who just told them, take it all off.
It is the latest rage.
Win in Rome. I mean, win in Brazil.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it is very hot down there. You know, you don't want to get any tan lines, you know. So, you know,
the last thing you want to do is go on the beach wearing a fur coat.
Yeah,
exactly.
Really do. Imagine
but
on the sand
is.
You get stuck on that.
Yeah. Ew.
Who is this pretty gal?
But this girl, whoop, she's had a major makeover. It is Miss Truly. And she
Truly, the Southern
white,
Belle.
White
also, go ahead.
Go. You go first.
I was just say, also known as Asina do Amor.
Aww.
Oh, my.
Loved Wing.
Yes. Yes.
Basically,
she's
I think
now
they're just calling
Pegasus.
Her Love Pegasus. Asina
so
do
different.
Amor. Yes, she is now a Pegasus instead of an Earth pony. She is white with pink and green hair. Yes. She has a green stripe in her hair.
She robbed Gusty's closet.
She went down to Brazil and she told them, give me the wax. Give me a new hair color. Baby,
I want breast implants.
Here I am.
I want wing implants.
Yeah, give me wing implants, okay?
She asked for
and,
breast
you know,
implants, but they thought she meant wing implants because they go in the same place.
Well, you know, they're cheaper down if you go to Brazil.
Mm.
They have wonderful doctors there.
Yes. So, yes, oh, my God, she is so different.
She's still rearing, but she's in the rearing peg pose instead of the rearing
right.
needs a stand to stand up properly earth pony pose.
Very strange.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Strange,
with
but in
the,
that lovely
the green
way.
Stripe is just kind of, you know, give people these evil ideas. You know, if you ever got a baity RG truly, just take that head off and make your own reverse Gusty.
Hey.
Go.
With no horn, but you know what I mean.
But
yeah.
Look at the way the hair stripes complement the symbol and the whiteness of the body with the wings. She's so angelic. And even her name is gorgeous, too. What was it again?
Yeah.
Something
Asina do Amor.
Love's Wing, and you know her symbol, the dove with the holding the little heart flower. Love's Wing, it's gorgeous, it's perfect. This is a well thought out pony.
I'm not thrilled with the color part, but I agree the name is nice.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm digging it. I'm so digging it. This is definitely an improvement. See, they made pony better. But that's just my opinion.
I agree.
See, I have a really, really beautiful mint, So Soft Truly. And I have to say I'm quite fond of her because she's so just wonderfully white and perfect and curly hair and stand and the whole nine yards. And so I'd have to disagree.
Are you on the TP right now? I want you to check out my Truly.
I will go check out your Truly. Let me
know. Okay, you have to be logged in because it's in my blog.
I'm logged in.
Click on blog.
Okay.
It's in the blue
Let
bar
me get
at the
to
top.
You.
Yeah, or you can go to me and then read
and then
the blog.
And then go to
Yeah,
blog.
Find out any post by me, and then you can get to the blog.
All right, I'm at
any
the blog.
Any one of my posts. It's the very first
there.
Post.
Yeah, you see, that's my Truly has better hair, and she's whiter.
But would you call that pony bait? I got that pony in the mail as bait.
Really?
Yeah,
Why?
Bait.
I'm not noticing the rubs anywhere. Has it got rubs
She doesn't
someplace?
Have any.
Then why would somebody say bait?
Because she didn't stand up.
Duh! She needs a stand to stand up. Did somebody really not realize that?
Or a cherry tree. She stood up just fine when I put her in the cherry tree.
Do you know how hard it is to get them to stand up without their stands? I mean, come on. I don't think you
yeah,
can get them to stand up without their stands.
It's kind of like trying to get, like, a Bic pen to stand on its end, you know, or balance a pencil on its tip.
How did you get that bait?
I put out an ad. I said, I need a Truly bait. A truly bait, baity truly.
Well, I guess you can't bait that.
Somebody's been waiting for their custom from me for 3 months because I had a hard time finding a baity enough truly. Everyone I got looked like that or better.
You know, truly is one of those ponies for some reason that you can find in unusually good condition more often than not. Either little girls loved her so much that they were afraid to mess her up, or they disliked her so much that they never touched her.
True that.
One or the other.
The first. I think they loved her so much that they refused to mess her up, and they were very careful with her. She didn't go play in the mud.
It's so often you will see her in just unusually good condition compared to a lot of the other so-sofs.
Speaking of cherry trees, I'm going to be at the Brooklyn Botanical Garden tomorrow ponying out with a few other pony peeps and anime peeps, and they're doing a huge cosplay event. I'll take some pictures for Kitten.
Oh, she'll love that.
It's Sakura Matsuri, and they're having the Cherry Blossom Festival. The cherry trees are past peak, but that's not going to stop us.
Yeah, who cares? They'll have one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told you I went to the Cherry Blossom Festival in D.C., right?
Yes.
Did I send pictures?
No.
Yeah, you don't do Facebook. You can go to my Facebook, and I posted like a whole 20 pictures of all of us hanging out with the cherry blossoms in D.C. It was awesome.
I'm not cool. I have no book on my face.
Aw.
Aw.
You know what I don't like about it? It like automatically opts you in to like spread your information to the entire world. It just automatically assumes that you want to meet
people. You can immediately
people.
Opt that out. You can go into your settings and just block all of that.
Yeah, I like my privacy, and
which
I don't
is what
need,
I do. I have it.
I don't need other people finding out my information from my friends.
Well, you know what? There are other things that you would be really shocked to know of information that's out there about you that you don't want to have out there, and has nothing to do with Facebook. But
I'm
going to
contribute to it.
You can block all of that. All of my settings are completely private and cannot be shared with anybody or anything or disseminated to anybody or through Facebook, you name it.
I had an account. I tried it for like 2-3 months. I added a couple of people just to see how it worked. I didn't like it. I started getting all this junk. People just started sending
You do initially. You have to get through that. You know, you have to get through the
So-and-so
the
has sent you a can of black pepper. Would you like to send them back a jar
of
basil leaf?
You block the application. Just block the application. And then whatever friends you happen to have accepted will get the hint that you're not into any of that stuff, and they'll just stop sending you it.
They weren't getting
the
hint.
It takes them more than a few weeks.
It takes more than 2 or 3 months.
Then you got some weird friends that you need to, like, you know, reconsider.
Oh, yeah.
If I do sign up again, it'll be with the name Karen Hates Facebook.
I like that one.
That works.
But, you know, we're starting to run out of time here, so.
Yeah, what did we cover, 5 ponies? Wow, it's a new record.
We talked about 6, 7, 8, 9, I think 10 ponies.
9.
Oh, yeah, and butterscotch, 10.
And butterscotch. And snuggle.
Yep, so 11, but Snuzzle wasn't Brazilian. And we talked about a whole lot of ponies that were not Brazilian. And we talked about
including
a whole lot of stuff about Brazil.
And we talked about blocking and customs and, I don't know, whatever else, cherry blossoms.
We talked about underwear. And
yes, we
talked
did.
About
that was a pretty good show.
Oh, and my
next
husband
week
said
we'll
we have
resume?
To talk about Brazilian jiu-jitsu, because that's what Tomcat is into. He goes to Brazilian, and he's learning Brazilian jiu-jitsu now for a few years, and he goes and does that several times a week, and so he is very mad that I did not mention Brazilian jiu-jitsu earlier.
Well, now we mentioned it, Tomcat. You can settle down now.
Yeah, he's
happy
and
now. What level is belt is he? Is he a black belt?
No, it takes decades to become a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He's a blue belt.
Ooh, that's hardcore.
Yeah,
hey.
No, it seriously takes many
after
years.
After hours, stop.
It's like probably like the hardest black belt to get of like any martial arts.
After hours talk. If you want to see a deflopped wind whistler, there's one on the TP. You can see
if
what
you
it's
see
like before
Tomcat,
and after.
If you want to see Tomcat getting promoted to a Brazilian jiu-jitsu belt where they take off his gi and whip him mercilessly on the back, you just have to be on my Facebook.
Very good. Okay, let's talk about next week's show.
Yes.
More Brazil.
Moss
no.
Brazil.
No.
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 Oh, it's the anniversary what? Show.
Ah! I can't believe it's been a year. And what are we doing? Are we doing anything special? Did you organize anything? Did you get special clips together? Do we have the contest going? Are we prepared?
Will there be cake? Is there a stripper?
As I said, go to my Facebook.
Okay. If I remember correctly, Miss Pony Genie was supposed to post up about, you know, we need people to give us the clips we'll need.
Oh,
show.
Yes, I have that. I have that saved. I was going to post it up this weekend. Basically, submit your favorite clips from the show, your favorite moments, and we can replay them for our best of special one-year anniversary clip show.
Yeah, and also the contest. We're looking for a contest to redo the old facelift of the old My Little Pony Talk avatar.
That's right. We need somebody to design us a real avatar.
Yep.
Yes, so, we want a real one versus my made in 2 minutes. I kid you not. I literally did it up in 2 minutes because, you know, it took me a minute to go find a white towel, take a picture.
Yeah, no, it doesn't show at
upload
all.
Upload it.
Such a long.
The white towel has integrity, though.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, and it fits right in with our Brazilian theme because you need a towel on the beach.
Yeah, there you go.
Are we, you know, are we too late for Pony Bye-Byes? Everybody get cut off. It's 11:01.
Yeah, we got cut off.
Oops.
Oopsie.
But luckily nobody was listening live.
We had no live listeners
matter.
Today.
No live listeners. Hopefully we'll have
It must blame
listeners.
The good weather. Friday night, nobody wanted to stay in tonight. If it had been raining, we might have had a few.
Beautiful weather on the East Coast. Beautiful weather.
Oh, yes.
And so everybody said, forget that. It's Friday. It's nice out. I'm out of here.
But, yes, next week, yes, is our one-year anniversary, and we will be having a very special beginning to the show. I am not revealing what it is yet.
Crud. She's not revealing what it is. You know, whenever she says that, usually it's something not good. For me.
I'm shivering with anticipation to find out what it is.
It'll be funny. I will admit to that. It will be funny.
Panda, can you send me an email tonight to njponymeat@aol.com? I need to get your email address. And it's the easiest way to get it is if you just send me an email, then I can add you. I'll be emailing you the draft of what you can post up at the arena, and feel free to edit it and change it around or whatever.
NJ Pony Meat.
NJ, like New Jersey Pony Meat.
Oh, NJ.
NJ, like New Jersey. NJ Pony Meat.
Okay, that's something else I've been doing, like, all week. You know, I'll hear someone say one thing, and I'm, you know, and I know what they've said, but, you know, I've heard it a different way.
I've been saying my email address since about show number 8 on the air. You've always thought I was saying MJ, like Michael Jackson?
No, my brain's just not working.
Oh, your brain just translates it as that. Okay.
Man, you know what? I thought I was like your co-host, you know, with certain privileges here on logging in, but I can't get any information when I log in. What a bummer.
At least you can get on the site. BTR doesn't even let me in. I actually wrote to them and complained.
What do you mean? It's not letting you do anything.
Well, like, I don't know, just, like, be able to, like, look at the history of our shows and counts. And before, I remember, like, you had it set up like I could, like, go in and do certain things with you, but I haven't tried to do it in forever. I was just logging on to see if I could see any of
our
data.
You have to use the show's login.
I have to use the what?
You got to use the show's login.
Yeah, but I thought you had set up specifically me as like a co-host with co-host abilities. Do you remember that way back, like a year ago? We talked about that and we both were logged in and into the one of the command parts of the thing.
No, what you need to do is you need to log on as the My Little Pony Talk.
But I can't do that at the same time as you. Can I?
You can't both be logged in with admin control?
We can both be logged in.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, why can't you do that?
The host,
I thought if I logged in that I would be booting you out.
No.
All right, this I'm going to test it right now. We're going to see if you go pony bye-byes.
Wouldn't that be rude? She just knocked Panda off the...
Is it under the old original name? Isn't it the original name?
La-di-da.
Yeah. Did you email me yet, Panda?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, let me go log in and check. Let's all log into stuff. Come on. Everybody log in. Everybody
log in. Not log successful.
In. Hold on.
I'm going to try logging in with Facebook. I'll try to go in through the back door.
She's hacking. Look out.
I'm hacking.
Facebook, oh, there's Panda. Now. Okay. Gee, you have such an easy email address. I could have guessed that.
All right, here we go. I think I'm on it now.
What, do you want to know
how many... successful. My Blog Talk Radio. Look at that. No listener ratings. Hey, Brazil, oh, two live. That would be us.
Yes,
three
it
callers,
would be.
Two live. That would be us. Listen, look at that.
But last week we had like 31 archives. The week before it was like 25.
That's kind of low for us, actually. We haven't had any good. The last time we had a decent count was Greece. Apparently nobody gave a hoot about France.
Well, you've got to figure the archives go up as people listen, you know. So.
People liked Spain and they liked Greece. They were so-so with Italy. They were okay with Italy. I think what it is when you scroll, as you scroll down, you realize a lot of people really are listening to these episodes successively. Say it for me.
Successfully.
In succession. They're listening to them in succession, in the correct order. So they may have downloaded episode one, because we have episode one, our very first show, had 432 archives. So 432 people. I mean, and not that long ago was that like 300. I mean, so people are continually, and I think what they're doing is they're just going down the line, going to epi 2, epi 3, epi 4, epi 5, because if you look, it's like 200-something, 190, 180, 170, 140, 130, kind of goes about, then it's back up 200-something. You know, certain shows will peak. But overall, I think that's just why. I think our, you know, it takes them a while. We have a few people, it looks like, that are a couple months behind.
Definitely.
So, but, yeah, I mean, every time I see that, I go, oh, gosh, people aren't listening to us anymore. It's not that. It's that they're getting through the archives.
Yeah. See, I'm not worried. I mean, come on, that first show, as I said, you know, we went from 10 o'clock my time, 11 o'clock your time, show to being prime time in one episode. I mean, look at the time, okay? As I said, we went from 11 p.m., 10 p.m. Central Standard Time to 9 p.m., 8 p.m.
We got a two-hour break, basically. We got bumped to the prime time slot.
Right, in one show. I don't think many shows actually would do that. I mean, and that's
in other words,
one
we
show.
Actually had enough listeners and archives and whatnot for them to go, we'll bump you to prime time.
Exactly.
What does that say about this site, though? If you only have a couple hundred people tuning in, you know, with that first show, and that's enough to bump you, well, wow.
Well, they want to make sure that you've got a listener base, and you got to figure at least 100 is a good enough base.
But normally
takes like at least a little bit of time. You know, you got to figure. We went real quickly through the fact that we had 43 live listeners. And it was being advertised on the arena at the time.
Yeah, the arena for the first couple ones, they actually advertised us like up as a sticky, and
yeah.
Then they stopped. They stopped stickying us for some reason, which I really should ask them again and say, you know what, guys, we've been around for a year now. Could you maybe consider stickying us again? We've proved ourselves, I think, enough at this point that we could maybe deserve a sticky.
Yeah. Because I think it was after we stopped getting stickied is when the live listeners.
No,
kind of
it wasn't really.
Off.
Well, the live listeners, I don't know about that. The live listeners dropped literally the day. It's going to sound really bad. The live listener took a direct dive in July when I had to go AWOL because my husband was back on leave. It was like that very week or the week after, everything just went off the cliff for live listeners. And then we tried to resurge for like a couple weeks, and then after that they were just like, forget it, I'll download it later.
Well, I think what it was summer hit. You had the convention. You had the pony meets that were starting up. Yeah. So.
Well, we had, I guess you could say that, but definitely, I think we should ask them again and see if they would consider rebumping us to a sticky slot. Yeah, if they don't, you know what, who cares? We're still here. I really wish I knew. Pardon me, just want to think that if you get it off iTunes, then we're not seeing the tally. That makes me think more people are listening.
Yeah,
well. I'm sure you could probably find out. I mean, there's probably a frequently asked questions section that deals with, hey, what does that downloaded tally reflect?
Yeah, does it reflect the iTunes downloads?
I don't
know.
I'm going to find out.
This weekend I'm going to pop in and, do the contact us.
What about the contact
us? Do the contact us and do the live chat. Oh, look at this. You know, this is like so bad, I completely forgot to come back in here. And little Alley Cat, if you look at episode 20, it still says more to come.
Oh, no. See, I'm beyond that. I'm looking for download information here.
Well, as I said, I'm going to actually contact them this weekend. So.
Let's see. Listen to the shy. Yeah, it doesn't help. Let's block, moderate, blah, 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 blah. Let's go to page 2.
You're going to be here all night looking for that.
No, there's only 3 pages, so it's not that long.
Okay.
I think it's...
They've shortened it.
Yeah, you know, looking for... how do I get my shows on the air guide? No. That would be interesting.
I think we've already gotten beyond that point.
Nope, not saying anything specifically about that.
Well, that's why I said I'll email them this weekend and I'll ask
Let's
them.
Let's see, is there a search? Yep. Sorry. You're just going to have to email.
I think Blog Talk Radio just hates my computer. Because I can't even get on the home page. I don't mean like the show page. I mean like Blog Talk Radio. Like I can't open it.
They dislike you.
Yeah, I have to go into iTunes. That's why I asked if the downloads from iTunes count. Because maybe people are listening through iTunes. But
that's what I'm saying. I think it'd be interesting if they're listening through iTunes. It's very possible that we don't know that how many people are doing that. And I know we have people that have found us through iTunes. So
that's right. They have. Okay, all the descriptions on iTunes are the same. We are talking about the MLP line 1 year at a time, 1 generation at a time.
Well, that's a good thing then that the episodes have somewhat of a descriptive title.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's only the title that's different. Here it is, UK and G1's part 2, part 3, part 4. Wow, 4 UK shows. Italy, Spain, 2 Greek shows, 2 France shows, and multiple countries. That's the last one. On iTunes, they're in reverse order. The first show is called International Multiple Countries, and show number 44 is the intro show.
Oh, which does it show? Doesn't it do like a by relevance showing usually which one people like download the most or something like that?
No. I guess I'm not like a member of this or something because not everything is lit up. There's a thing for popularity and a thing for ratings, but I can't get any of it to work. I'm clicking and clicking. Oh, here, wait. Enter password. Shoot, what's the frickin' password?
I'm just going to go ahead and just log into mine, make life easier, and find out.
Your password was entered incorrectly. I don't know my password.
Well, that might be why it was entered incorrectly. Okay, time for me to open up iTunes. Where is it? Why do I not know what my iTunes looks like?
Because every time they come up with a new update, they change the look of the thing.
I can't find the iTunes. There it is. See, as soon as you say his name, magic happens. Found it. So, has anybody got anything interesting happening this week?
I'm going to a cherry blossom festival, and it's Mother's Day next weekend. I'm going to be working like
well,
a nut.
We'll be on the show again before that. You going to do anything with your mom?
Cherry blossom festival, and I don't know, a lot of customizing.
Me?
Hey, new version of iTunes available. Do we want to download it, William?
Later. William, do you know my password? I can't get into iTunes to rate the show. I was going to rate it. It's okay. It's okay. No, I was going to rate it 5 stars. It's great.
I'm going to rate it.
If you rate 1 star, that means you hate it.
Yes.
All right,
2
here
stars
we go.
Is I don't like it.
Look for podcasts. And there we are. Okay, wait a minute. Why is there something? Oh, okay, there's one that's explicit. That's not us.
No.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about. No, that's not us.
That is definitely
no.
not us. And then there's, of
no.
course, My Little Pones. My Little Pony Pones You. But there we are. Okay. I'm just going to go ahead to, here we go, My Little Pony Talk, 44 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah, you see how they're in reverse order?
Yeah.
Technically, they're
not. So that's
not
good.
They're in order of the last one that was taped.
Right, so they're, you know, number one isn't at the top. Number one is the one that we just did.
Last week. Tonight's episode won't download until maybe sometime tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm not understanding. How are they not in reverse order? It sure looks like it to me.
Depends on what you consider reverse is what she's getting at.
The newest one first and the oldest one last.
Yes, that, I know what you're saying. It is reverse order when you look at it that way.
Well, she was saying that people like to download number one first and then go from there. So maybe if you're just looking at this old iTunes list, you might hit number one and that would be the newest show.
Yes.
Okay.
She's actually going to play one? Are you going to play one? Are you going to hear yourself?
Heck no, I'm not going to do that.
Well, then I would suggest you
prepare
yourself.
We'll need to retrieve it before continuing.
I forgot our password.
I'm not surprised. I don't know the password. I never used this, so why would I even remember a password?
I have mine locked in, so it's kind of like, you know, I don't have to.
Well, you don't share your computer with anybody, so you can do that.
Okay,
I share
sure.
the computer with tracks, so we're always deleting each other's passwords and signing each other out of stuff.
Oh,
I actually
okay.
won. I've won ponies on eBay under his name before by accident because I didn't look to see who was logged into eBay, and I bid on ponies. Jeez. And this was back in the days before everything was hidden, so you could actually see what people were bidding on and buying. These guys, they'd be looking, they'd be like, okay, you know, skull comic book, vampire comic book, werewolf comic book, pink pony with rainbow hair, bat comic, zombie comic, lavender ace.
Hey. Oh, God.
Yeah, I gave him some feedback. He earned some pretty feedback from Pony Girls.
I thought I did one. Well,
oh, I need
I
to charge up my digital camera. I forgot. If I'm going to be taking pictures of all these otakus tomorrow running around in their, you know, anime garb,
really
I got to have full battery. I don't know what characters or what mangas she reads, but I'll just get a variety of photos. She'll probably be able to pick out some of these guys and gals. Caramel Coffee's actually going as a guy.
Which one am I trying?
No.
Okay. Allison.
No.
Okay. Now I'm still working on it. I think I got it fixed now.
So, well, Miss Alley Cat, I would suggest you get over your fear of hearing yourself. Because you will be.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to be able to avoid it next week. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yep.
I already know what clip I'm nominating, Panda. Please get the clip of the fight over the green pony
snack.
Yeah,
where we hang up
because
we're so.
You need to get me.
The Royal Rumble.
You need to get me the episode, which episode that was.
In other words, you guys need to work for her. Tell her the time mark and the episode.
Okay, I can do that.
See, that's what I need is time episodes and time marks for all of these. Because I already know which couple I'm going to do for sure.
They have not received enough ratings to display an average for this podcast.
Which means not many people use iTunes, because if I remember correctly, when I kept saying you can download it on iTunes, I got such static for that.
What?
Yeah, a lot of people don't like iTunes for some reason.
Well, it's still available to be downloaded from iTunes, whether they like it or not.
Exactly. That's pretty convenient. If you search for My Little Pony in the iTunes store, we come up. It doesn't get easier than that.
No.
Hey, apparently Fizzy Pony is our number one fan.
Yay!
This show
you mean
is
Fizzy
the
Firefly?
Best pony.
Firefly Fizzy?
I guess so. Yeah, Firefly Fizzy. This show is the best pony podcast ever! Exclamation, 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 exclamation. I love
you
so much.
You are the best listener ever.
I am your number one fan.
Woohoo!
Was
know,
this review helpful?
Are...
Oh, heck yes, it was.
Of course, you know, the fact that we are the only My Little Pony podcast does kind of help.
I'm going to write a review.
And I'm raising my glass of Applejack to our number one fan.
Yippee! There goes my cup of... Oh, my cup of coffee's empty. I'm like... I was going to raise my cup of coffee, but I somehow finished it during the show, and I forgot. Sure, if I get any more forgetful, I...
Nickname. I'm not going to put my real nickname. Come on. I can't, like, comment on my own show. Come on. What's my nickname going to be here? Brazilian Bikini Wax. what shall I be? Do we have a, no. I'm just going to make up a totally different name.
No, but I thought it was quite funny. It took me like several hours to actually get this up on iTunes because they kept saying, because I kept watching the tutorial and it's like they kept saying, "Oh, it's so easy." It's like, in what century is this easy? Because seriously, that was hard stuff to do because you've got to do this. And you gotta do this, 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 and this, and then this, 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 and this.
Man, I'm giving us the best review ever.
You do realize people are gonna know that you've reviewed your own show, right?
Yeah.
Since you're kind of doing it on the air.
My husband
stuff,
thinks
man.
That I—that was. I just gave the best rating ever.
What did
you
say?
Should I tell you what I wrote?
Yes.
Why not?
Title gets funnier and funnier each episode. So worth it. 5 stars. And the review is, "These gals are a riot. First show is a bit slow, but once the co-host comes on board, things start to take
hey.
Off.
Oh.
Each show
no,
gets funnier as they get more spontaneous. My Little Pony fanatics will love this."
Next week you're going to have another review, and it's going to say it was, oh, okay, until the pony genie got there. And she just rocks.
The pony genie brought a whole new life to an otherwise dying show.
Less ponies, more genies.
You know, I've got 3 family members, and we could just, like, have, I'm going to have my husband come in, like, my daughter's going to make a post. We're going to have,
you
like,
the big
posts.
Sicilian
gonna, like,
family.
All of a sudden, we're going to be, like, top-rated just because of all us making our own feedback.
Please,
wow,
like,
hot show
you're the first
week.
Person to think of that.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm going to call up all my friends. Actually, we should tell people. Let's put that, like, on our Facebook page, you know, that one that nobody ever looks at, and tell them that they should go rate our show at the iTunes if you use it.
Yeah,
hey,
people,
also, like,
they like that. If you post a link and you say, "Rate our show, please," they'll do
we
it.
Do that.
Nice community.
We should
They're
do that.
They're good like that. We help each other out. We vote for each other's dogs on, you know, is my pup hot or not, or... You know, we help each other win stuff. Why not?
Yeah, we should do that. We should tell people to rate the show. And since it is our one-year anniversary, again, that is another, you know, valid time. You know, the timing isn't odd. Hey, it's our one-year anniversary. You need, want you to rate our show. You know, you ever tune in, give us suggestions, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we should do that. Can you link? You can't really link to rating the show. You just got to tell them to log into their iTunes and go to the podcast and look us up. I don't think, it's not like a link.
Yeah.
So, I do know that, like, our show, though, you can actually access it, like, what else? I think there's, like, Twitter. Obviously,
yeah,
Facebook.
Twitter and Facebook is connected to the iTunes. You can share it.
I just don't have
your
Twitter.
Well, I'm just saying,
as
far as if they don't like using iTunes, they can use Twitter, they can use Facebook.
Yes, if I've made a Twitter account.
If you made a Twitter account? Yeah, well, we don't have a Twitter account.
No.
Well, we don't, you didn't necessarily have an iTunes. Did you have an iTunes account? Is that how come it's up there?
I had an iTunes account.
Okay, well, that explains that. Never mind.
Doesn't everybody? If you have, you know, like an iPod, you automatically have to have the iTunes, right? Most people have iPods.
I would say most, you know, two-thirds of the developed world and at least one-third of the undeveloped world have an iPod.
That's what Skig helped me out with earlier. I found an iPod. So I put an ad out on Craigslist, you know, for Lost and Found, and nobody claimed it. This was like 2 months ago. So I figure it's mine now, but I wanted to figure out how to get it to work, you know, because when I plug it in, it just has like a picture of a battery with a lightning bolt on it.
Right,
you
gotta, you gotta charge it. Charge it. Battery's dead or dying. It's drained. Which means you need an iPod connector to plug it into your computer.
Okay, so if I plug it into the computer, it'll charge?
Yep.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Cool.
You
and
just
then
need
that's
a little
it,
thing
then...
that fits into the bottom, and then it's got the USB port on the other side to plug it right
I'll
in.
I'll borrow tracks. I know what it is. It's a white
there
cord.
There you go. That's all you
got
to do. Plug her in and let her sit while she charges.
Yep, that's what I did. I plugged it in just to see, you know, like what it was about, and that's how I saw the battery with the lightning bolt.
It'll be interesting to see whatever music taste you have acquired.
Oh, you mean I can't take the songs off of it?
Hmm?
I'm stuck with
yeah,
that
sure
whatever.
They are, but I'm sure when you first charge it up and see what's already on there, it's going to be interesting to see what's on there.
So you can delete the stuff that's on it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm new to this.
Well, we're going to go say, is it time to say goodnight to her now? Well, did you tell her to get ready for bed? Is she, like, in bed and prepared? All right, we're all going to go say goodnight to Kitten.
Aww.
Aww.
All of us are all going up to say goodnight to Kitten. It's a party. Kitten is asleep.
All right, that poor little kitten.
Maybe she's really asleep.
Oh, wow.
It takes it so much, you can't tell sometimes.
Good night, Kitten Chan.
Everybody says night night, Sienna.
Good night.
Sleep tight. Oopsie. Okay, well, she's asleep. And I'm getting out of here so she can sleep. Oh, yeah, I know. Gosh, a year. You don't know how much that really floors me. I mean, that's, like, really hard for me to twist my head around.
Oh.
Wrap my head around.
Okay. Yeah.
Twist.
And I got to sign off, ladies, because I still got to get ready for my big day tomorrow. I got to be up and out at, I don't know, 9 o'clock or, like, the middle of the night or something.
That's no fun. Yeah.
No,
okay.
It's not fun.
Yeah,
I'd have...
we blabbed long enough.
We did blab. This is a nice long blab. See, Pandas had to go, like, to work early on Saturday, so we haven't been able to have an after what do you call
after
it?
After show blab.
After show blab. This is the
yeah,
My Little Pony blab segment of the show.
Okay, well, you know, I'm going to... Please make the post about asking people to check out, like, if they have any favorite moments. They might not know the time slots, but at least see if they can, like... Say which episode it was and generally
it's
what
done.
Happened.
It's drafted, woman. I wrote it after last week's show, but I have to send it to Panda for approval.
Do not
I think
unplug.
I'm sure she'll approve it.
Well, she might want to revise it and put her own flavor on it.
I think she just wants the dang thing up, but okay.
Well, fine. I don't feel right doing it without her at least seeing
hey,
it.
Hey, you know, that's fine. I'm not going to say you shouldn't.
Send it
I'm
to
just
me, and
say
I'll
time is
it
of the essence.
I just got her email address. I will send it, and we'll get rolling with that this weekend. We'll have a whole week for people to do it. A lot of people on the weekend, so it'll be good. We'll see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if people respond at all, actually.
Sure, and I don't mind posting it.
So that'll be fun. All right, girls, sleep tight, and I will talk to you later.
Yeah, let's talk midweek.
Yes, we should probably touch base this week instead of just all showing up next week and going, what are we doing?
Yeah, what do we got ready?
yeah. Hi, everybody. How you doing? What are we doing, guys? Yeah, let's actually touch base.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later.
I'm going through now. I'm looking for that episode with the fight. I mean, the battle, the brawl.
Yeah, I'll have to think of maybe finding another one when I think when she jumped me. She was hiding down at the base of the stairs and gave me a heart attack. That one wasn't too bad either, from what I can guess.
Oh, well.
Oh yes, and get the one of Panda. We got to find the one of Panda when she got her first mint pony.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, we got to get that one.
Okay, you know where that is? You can find that?
I can probably try to find that, sure.
Okay, you look for that one, and I'm going to look for that awesome one of you and Kitten.
All right, deal. That means, Panda, you have to choose one that you got to find.
Well, I've already got two I've got to do.
Oh, you already know of two you want to get?
Yes.
Awesome.
Good. Hey, four is a good start. Hey, we should also find something maybe from that first show. I mean, we definitely have to have a clip from the first show, whatever part you want to pull from that. But
okay.
Maybe, you know, some of your initial stammering moments and... Maybe some of mine, you know, we should probably have an initial, you know, when I first came on, when Karen first came on, when you first came on, just like those initial little clips, just something about when we all made our initial appearances.
You'll have to just see what I pull out of the air.
I'm just throwing out some ideas in case, you know, you may have already been on that track already, but I'll go find the one of Panda getting her mint ponies, and I'm going to go. We all have our homework assignments.
Yes,
okay.
We do.
So, pony
bye-byes.
Bye. Good night, everybody. Bye. Pony bye-byes. This is Game 10, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Finally. Oh.